InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Democratic Party just stole the 2024 election long before the polls opened. The Supreme Court of Colorado, in a 4-3 decision, without Trump ever being convicted of January 6th or any other garbage, just said Trump is off the ballot in the primary, so you can't vote for him to be president. And they say other states will follow. We've seen Jack Smith and the politically motivated operations. We've seen trials in New York without juries against Trump. This is criminal activity in front of everyone. This is the oligarchy that's hijacked our country, setting up a totalitarian dictatorship in our face. The Supreme Court must act quickly to overturn this, but you see the incredible pressure going on against the U.S. Supreme Court right now by the media, the attacks on Clarence Thomas and more. This is a dark day for our republic. They're making their move. When all these indictments of Trump blew up in their face and made his approval rating go up even higher, 10, 15 points above Biden, they didn't stop. So now they're moving and have been successful in Colorado to take him off the ballot so you can't vote for him. The definition of stealing an election. We'll be covering this all live tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central on the Alex Jones Show at Infowars.com/show. You can follow us right here at X. But this is incredible. And look, it shows what tyrants do throughout history. When they're cornered, when a bureaucracy, when a coup is exposed, it digs in and it goes for broke. And this has happened right now. Remember, they've indicted him federally for saying the election was stolen in 2020 when there's massive evidence. But regardless of what we think about that evidence, this is open election meddling. This is saying you can't vote for who you want to. And they just did it last year in Brazil when Bolsonaro questioned the election. The State Department went down there and got their government to pass a law saying Bolsonaro can't run for president either. That's what they're doing. They're telling you who you can and can't vote for. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. The tyrants are up in your grill, but the good news is humanity's awakened, and it's not going along with this. But 2024, just days away, is going to be spectacularly crazy. As Dorothy says in The Wizard of Oz, Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, December 20th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Emergency broadcast. The Democratic Party is officially establishing a permanent dictatorship in America. This coup is not just against Trump, but the American people's right to elect who they want to represent them. A permanent dictatorship with a flimsy, ceremonial, vestigial election system. If you think they're going to just stop at Trump, think again. 320 days, 12 hours, 56 minutes, 12 seconds until Judgment Day. All right, here's the bottom line. This has never been used against a president. It's in the 14th Amendment. I've got the Constitution printed out right here. Legal experts all agree, unless you're a Democrat, they're lying, that no one could be barred if they're not convicted of insurrection. They call it an insurrection. No one's been convicted of an insurrection. And Trump certainly hasn't been convicted of an insurrection. So it's just a total fraud. But you look at the Supreme Court justices in Colorado, they're just a bunch of political hacks. And all this is going to do is make Trump more popular because they're telling the public, you can't have what you want. But here's the problem. The Democratic Party, Hollywood, the mayors all over the country, our congresspeople, I got a bunch of news today. Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed for shipping, double page points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, take it under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vaso Beats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric Boost. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All hell is breaking loose. It's Wednesday, December 20th. I come to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting and transmitting worldwide. All right, we have a huge broadcast with a bunch of special guests and all hell breaking loose, as I just said, on Jeffrey Epstein on the client list and Trump being taken off the ballot by the Democrat Party. Supreme Court justices there. Total election theft in our faces. Huge news on the battlefronts in Israel and in Europe. Ukraine. It's just massive, and we're going to do our best to go over all of it today. Obviously, front and center is going to be Trump being taken off the ballot in Colorado. And then Crenshaw of Texas supporting it. Oh, my God, he's horrible. But he has an eye patch. People have a thing for veterans. I love veterans, but not Benedict Arnold's. I mean, we've got Vivek Ramaswamy saying he is going to withdraw from Colorado ballot. He said other Republicans should. To his credit, DeSantis has come out and said the same thing, that he doesn't support what's happening. We've got massive news on that front. And then what we do is what other folks don't do. And I wish everybody did this, but we connect it in to the State Department that supposedly oversees elections around the world, unless they're overthrowing your government. They went down last year and set it up where Bolsonaro has been banned for running for president for 8 years. They admit they were behind that. And they go around to all these other countries and say, oh, you're outlawing people voting for who they want. You're pulling candidates off the ballot. I got a bunch of examples around the world of U.S. sanctions against Venezuela, other countries, because they're pulling the same communist, totalitarian, fascistic tyranny. I mean, this is dyed in the wool. If this was an alcoholic beverage, it's 200 proof tyranny. It's solid, thoroughbred, triple crown evil. It is redonkulous how naked it is. Trump, never convicted of anything, not convicted of insurrection, told people go peacefully to the Capitol, had a permit for us to be there, but even before he finished speaking, the provocateur is in attack. This is so incredible. So let's just go ahead and plow into this right now, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll show you all the documents, the Constitution, the articles, everything that I just mentioned. I got four stacks on this. Breaking. Colorado Supreme Court disqualifies Trump for the 2024 ballot. Supreme Court to make final decision. And it continues here. Here is the Supreme Court justices in Colorado. Look at these turds. Colorado Supreme Court yesterday disqualified Trump from the 2024 ballot. The legal theories are based on Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, 14th Amendment, which states public officials who have engaged in insurrection or rebellion may be disqualified from public office. But there was no trial, no jury. Judges don't get to decide unless you're in North Korea. But, oh, a judge is deciding Trump's fate in New York. Judges found my fate in the Sandy Hook stuff in Texas and Connecticut. This is judicial tyranny, and it is a legal coup by the ambulance chasers over our country. Just look at those sacks of garbage. They're totally discrediting the Justice Department. They're totally discrediting the judiciary. Not all the judiciary is bad. I'm not going to say they're all bad. I know it's quite a bit are good, but they're getting more and more of their key people in a unanimous Democrat court. And that's the crap you get, Venezuela style garbage, saying you can't vote for who you want to. They impeached Trump twice, but it failed to convict him in the Senate.
arrested and indicted him 4X times and charged him 91 plus times. That didn't work, so now the Colorado Supreme Court has ruled that they are removing him from the 2024 ballot. It looks like other states will follow. Saving democracy by ending it. I have the Trump statement on this that I'm going to read to you. Trump campaign statement on the Colorado Supreme Court ruling. Unsurprisingly, the all-Democrat appointed Colorado Supreme Court has ruled against President Trump, supporting a Soros-funded left-wing group scheme to interfere in an election on behalf of a crooked Joe Biden by removing President Trump's name from the ballot and eliminating the rights of Colorado voters to vote for the candidates of their choice. Democrat Party leaders are in a state of paranoia over the growing dominant lead President Trump has amassed in the polls. They have lost faith in the failed Biden presidency and are now doing everything they can to stop the American voters from throwing them out of office next November. The Colorado Supreme Court issued a completely flawed decision tonight and will swiftly file an appeal to the United States Supreme Court and a concurrent request for a stay of this deeply undemocratic decision. We have full confidence in the U.S. Supreme Court will quickly rule in our favor and finally put an end to these un-American lawsuits. Stephen Cheung, Trump campaign spokesperson. Biba Free, lawyer, great guy, smart talk show host, said this, and you can look this up, it's true. Number one, Trump was never convicted of insurrection. Number two, no one involved in January 6th was convicted of insurrection. They just said it a million times. Number three, Trump was never charged with insurrection. Number four, no one involved in January 6th was charged with insurrection. Number five, Trump was acquitted on the second impeachment of charges that related to the events of January 6th. Number six, the 14th Amendment, Section 3, does not apply to the president. Want me to keep going here? This is absolutely outrageous. I want to play a clip of Vivek Ramaswamy last night. He's on the show in an hour and 15 minutes today. A real leader. No way he's a sleeper seller operative, folks. He's doing devastating damage to the globalist. You don't do that when you are with them. You do what Crenshaw just did, and I've got his tweet here. When Vivek Ramaswamy said, I'm pulling out of Colorado and others should, boycotting this fraud, he said, good. You should pull yourself off all the ballots. He supports this evil. Crenshaw is the biggest liar in the Republican Party and makes me want to throw up. We need him to be voted out of office. He is disgusting. He's a disgusting, disgusting person. I'll show you that. Hell, I'll just show it to you right now before I play the Vivek Ramaswamy clip. Ramaswamy pledges to withdraw from Colorado ballot amid Trump removal. And here's Dan Crenshaw. Maybe he should just withdraw from all the other states too. And then he's out there supporting this. Wow. Dan Crenshaw, the gay pirate, is literally saying you can't vote for who you want. Man, he is disgusting. Ron DeSantis joins calls against Trump's removal from the Colorado primary ballot. Good for DeSantis. DeSantis was great till he got all those neocon advisors and then he went south. I want to rehabilitate DeSantis. I want him to stop it. I like him. And I just wish it would stop, but it's not stopping. We're going to skip this break. Let's play the Vivek Ramaswamy clip from last night. And then I'm going to show you the State Department, the Constitution, all of it. Because we're not like mainstream media here. We don't just say things and then not show it to you. We neurotically show you everything. I was on Crowder's show today, and I was putting myself down. He said, why are you doing that? You need to stop. Well, no. Because I'm a sinner, folks. I've made big mistakes. And I was making the point that Madeleine Albright is on Iraq to kill 2 million people. The time she did the interview, it was halfway through it, so she killed 1 million, half of them children over the age of 10. And she said, yeah, we killed them. We do it again. It was, you know, a good price to pay. And I said, I've never killed anybody, and I've got to be banned everywhere. I went, whoa, wait, I'd actually killed some of my children. Not proud of it, but I knew what I was doing. I believed the lies. I was a teenager. Girls are like, you know, I wouldn't push them to have abortions, but they're like, give me $300. And I did that. So I admit that so people that have had abortions can know you can be forgiven. You can repent. God will give you a mission. You're probably going to go through some hell and penance. But, you know, God judges the heart, okay? I mean, King David sent his best friend off to get murdered on a suicide mission because he was lusting after his wife, but he later completely repented, and it was real, so God forgave him. So, yeah, I say terrible things about myself that are true because I want you to know I'm real, folks, and reality is what matters. And being bona fide and being the real McCoy, we're going to bring that back. That's what this broadcast is all about. But that means you got to be honest when you're wrong. Because that's an example to others, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so let's go to this Vivek clip, and I'll get into the State Department information.
They have just tried to bar President Trump from the Colorado ballot using an unconstitutional maneuver that is a bastardization of the 14th Amendment to our U.S. Constitution. This was a provision, Section 3, that was designed to bar Confederate members, people who switched to the Confederacy, from actually being able to serve. That's very different than what's at issue here, to say the least. This is a hollowed-out husk of what the country was built on. The basic principle that we, the people, select our leadership, not the unelected elite class in the back of palace halls. That's old-world Europe, not the United States. That's why I'm making a pledge today that I will withdraw, I pledge to withdraw from the Colorado GOP primary ballot unless and until Trump's name is restored. And I demand that Ron DeSantis and Chris Christie and Nikki Haley do the same thing, or else these Republicans are simply complicit in this unconstitutional attack on the way we conduct our constitutional republic. I refuse to be complicit in that. I think what they're doing is wrong, and I think it's up to Republicans to step up and stand up with a spine for our country's future. That's really what's at stake, whether we the people actually have a say in deciding who leads this country. Yes, it would be easier for other Republicans like me who are running in this race to say, hey, if Trump is sidelined, there's our opportunity. No doubt other candidates are probably privately celebrating with their corporate sponsors. That's not the right thing to do. I think the most useful thing that every GOP candidate can do right now is to join me in that pledge. I'll say that I will withdraw from that Colorado GOP primary ballot until Trump's name is restored. This belongs to the people, not to the unelected Democratic cabal of judges in Colorado or any other state. And I demand that Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley and Chris Christie do the same thing, or else they're complicit in what this security state is trying to do to shut down Trump. I stand by that, and I expect them to do the right thing.
That's Vivek Ramaswamy barreling down the road on his provost coach as a Paul Revere warning the people. Emergency broadcast. Democratic Party is officially establishing a permanent dictatorship in America. This coup is not just against Trump, but the American people's right to elect who they want to represent them. So I'd give Vivek in that little two-minute clip an A+, a 95. If he wants 100, he's got to say it's a permanent deep state coup over America, and this is a red alert, because that's what it is. And when you're faced with tyranny of this magnitude, we all tend to kind of glaze over it and just back off a little, because it sounds crazy to say we've got a permanent judicial deep state coup attempting to take over. They pretty much have. Well, if you don't admit the situation you're in, you're not going to get out of it. If you're driving down the road, you come to Death Valley and it says the last gas station, no fuel for 60 miles, no water for 60 miles, and your tank's on E, and you say, well, I'm going to deny what that says. It's too negative. I'm going to imagine I've got a full tank of gas. You're going to run out of gas in the middle of Death Valley. So it's not negative to admit where you are. And folks, we are in the hands of a bunch of criminals. And here's what's really dangerous. Listen to me. You think they've taken us this far and pulled all this crazy stuff and totally flooded the border and shipped in fentanyl and devalued the dollar and launched all these wars and are censoring and surveilling everybody, and now they're criminally coming after Elon Musk? Not just in the EU, but here domestically. They haven't gotten started. And then if we let them completely take over, boy, then we're really in trouble. We have a group of maniacs who feel invincible, who get away with all this crap, who are a bunch of arrogant lawyers mainly, who all get together in committees and sneak around behind the scenes and think they can do anything they want to us whenever they want. We got a problem. It's like you go to the doctor and you got a big lump. and they biopsy it. They go, yeah, this is cancer. We got to cut this out. We got cancer, folks, and I'm not sure we're going to even make it, okay? I mean, it's bad. And what these psychos running things don't get is I can extrapolate out the different scenarios. I think most of you can, too, probably better than me. If they were smart, they've already stolen trillions of dollars. They could still run around at their ski slopes and their villas and their mistresses and all the rest of it. They're not stopping. So where they're taking the world to total war and this deindustrialization nightmare plan they've got to control everybody is going to destroy them guaranteed. It's going to cause massive wars. Every analysis shows it. They're crazy. But they control the Justice Departments of the Western world, and they literally rape children. Power corrupts absolute. Power corrupts absolutely, as Lord Acton said. And so they've never been held to account, and so the sky's the limit. They're all into different stuff, but it's all about deviance. It's all about seeing what they can get away with. Oh, take down all these Christian monuments, but oh, a little satanic one gets knocked over and CNN freaks out. They are degenerates, they're a death cult, they're a power cult, and they're going to destroy us all. Here's Rachel Maddow, he's climbed out from under a rock, and listen to what this guy's got to say. Here it is.
We're all just trying to absorb this. Listen, I think in the broad strokes, in terms of our democracy, there are very few magic wands. there are very few sort of magic spells that you cast that make a complex and difficult problem go away. It just doesn't happen very often in our political system, and I think that we shouldn't be under any illusions about the character and the partisan inclinations, among other things, of this current Supreme Court as it is constituted. That said, yeah. This is not a crazy thing for a democracy to do. This is something that was a hallmark of post-war Germany after World War II. This is something that happened to Jair Bolsonaro in Brazil quite recently. This is something that our own Congress did in 1868 after our own Civil War, specifically to preclude anybody from holding office in this country who had engaged in insurrection against this country. And so it's not unheard of, but it would be an incredible wild card.
Yeah, she knows it's going to get overturned. Now, she's like, we just did this to Bolsonaro. Because he won all over the country, but one city that was evidence of fraud, so he talked about it, but he still stood down. And then they bar him from running for office for 8 years. Dems 2 months ago will lift sanctions on Venezuela, but only if Maduro stops disqualifying his political opponents. So the U.S. lifted the sanctions, and 1 week later, they arrested their political opposition. They didn't just ban them from running. U.S. to ease sanctions on Venezuela oil for freer elections next year. That was in October. Boom. Then the arrest began after the sanctions were lifted. That's the Washington Post. Venezuela opposition sign election deal. U.S. way sanction relief. Gave it to them. And then, of course, the communists double-crossed everybody. U.S. says Cambodia vote neither free nor fair because they banned the opposition candidates that were in the lead. Where have I heard of that before? U.S. expands sanctions on Belarusian regime, marking the three-year anniversary of the fraudulent August 2020 presidential election where they restricted who could run against them. As Zimbabwe election nears, the ruling party focuses on Western sanctions for banning the leading opposition. Just like Zelensky just did in Ukraine last year. U.S. sanctions Guatemalan officials over undemocratic activity, banning their political opposition. Heard of that before? So the State Department, until the last couple years, runs around sanctioning people when they do this. But now they go down and teach them how to do it. Criminals. Ass backwards. Inverting reality. And it gets worse. In France, in Poland, in Germany, they're banning free speech outright, any criticism of government, any criticism of war. They're shutting down opposition TV stations. The new Polish leader just did this. He wants full war with Russia. Europe on cusp of mass secret censorship. Starting to figure out how the cow ate the cabbage, ladies and gentlemen. Trump convicted of nothing. And this this group of lawyers, because they sit up there as judges all day in their little black outfits and feel so powerful, like they're invincible. And now they just told America, you can't vote for who you want. I don't usually agree with Frank Luntz, but even he's jumped over to our side. Here he is explaining that Trump is going to win an even bigger landslide.
And for more on the political impact, we're joined now by pollster and communication strategist Frank Luntz, who has been getting the pulse of Trump voters for years. So the obvious first question, Frank, what do you think the impact of this ruling will be on their support for him?
It's going to be exactly what the indictments did. It's going to be exactly what the criticisms have done. Donald Trump thrives on negativity. He thrives on legal systems that try to hold him accountable. And I'm convinced that his polling numbers are going to go up. Just today, the New York Times published six key swing states and had Donald Trump up beyond the margin of error in five out of the six. Their polling earlier, a month ago, was significant. Trump is gaining. The more that he is prosecuted, the more that he is condemned, the higher his numbers go as people rally around him. And I would say to the judges, as I said to the Justice Department, you're actually making it more likely that Donald Trump is elected next November by how you are pursuing this. You don't explain the decisions. You don't put things in context. And so Trump climbs and climbs and climbs. And right now, he's beating Joe Biden clearly nationwide.
Well, for the judges would say, look, we're just going by the law without fear or favor. And, I mean, but does the context even matter to Trump supporters? Because there have been. I mean, tonight's ruling was really lengthy, explaining point by point why they believe he incited the insurrection, why the 14th Amendment applies.
Hit pause. It was really lengthy. I've got the stupid thing right here. No conviction, no proof. Him saying, do not be violent. We're peaceful. And he had rallies all over the country that were peaceful. That's his M.O. The left burns everything down. It was really lengthy. Well, I can chain up 500 chimpanzees at typewriters and put them on methamphetamine, and then they'll type you a million pages. This is really lengthy. The judges, their opinion. Not convicted of insurrection. Not charged with insurrection. Charged with lying. Federally and at the state level in D.C. and Georgia? No, we all saw the fraud, too. It was there, and it's coming out everywhere. Trump was right. It was worse than he said. All right, that's enough. I'm not going to play any more of that idiot woman. These people are disgusting. It was very lengthy. Oh, my gosh. It was 100 pages long. I mean, wow. The judges really explained here. Trump said, let's march peacefully and have our voices heard. We want a 10-day in the Constitution investigation of this. And then before he even finished the speech, the feds set that whole thing off, and we all know the rest of history. And the globalists have their pants down, but these lawyers are in their own little power bubbles, these judges, and they don't get the world sees them. They're butt naked in front of everybody. They're a joke. And now they're playing dictator. See how that works out for you, scumbags? Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, launch the next great renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed for shipping, double pay for your points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taken under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Bazo Beats for your blood and your heart and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric boost. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Winter is coming.
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 Winter
is coming.
Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Now back in stock and 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs. Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus. 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Winter is coming.
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 Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Now back in stock and 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs. Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus. 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you're having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the Bill of Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones's content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
We know the government's planning terrorism. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners. If you do it, we're going to blame you, because we know who's up to it.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me?
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I want freedom. That's That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
If you want them, come and take them.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Ketanji Brown is now being exposed for her husband taking massive money from companies that she directly is ruling on cases of. Clarence Thomas never did that. He flew on private airplanes and went on vacations with friends. Totally legal. But we all know how it works. If you're a Democrat, you can engage in insider trading, anything you want. You can say burn down cities and bail out people that have shot folks like Kamala Harris did as candidate for vice president. And they're coming after Clarence Thomas big time, and he should not recuse himself from these Trump cases. And it's good to see the heat going on Ketanji Brown. Jackson slapped with ethics complaint over her husband's income. Go after the Democrat justices. They're the ones that are corrupt. On average, Democrats are 10 times more corrupt than Republicans. It's true. And they always have been, because they've been the dominant party, the oldest one, and it's just handed like a baton to the next generation, and they carry out the same crap. You know, they took Abraham Lincoln off the ballot in 10 states. How'd that work out for them? It's the same stuff. Just different, you know what's. A conservative policy group has filed an ethics complaint against Supreme Court Ketanji Brown Jackson for willfully omitting required income disclosures for years while serving in the federal bench. The Center for Renewing America think tank, led by former senator and Trump White House official Russ Vogel, sent a letter to the judicial conference with allegations that Jackson willfully failed to disclose required information about her husband's malpractice consulting income for more than a decade. The letter reports the judicial conference should refer Jackson's possible ethics violations to Attorney General Merrick Garland for an investigation of possible civil enforcement. Then it goes through the different things they did. So Republicans forever have been intimidated by the mainstream media. And you know, even 10 years ago, it still had some teeth. 5 years ago, it had a few teeth. Now it has no teeth. It's a joke. It has almost no viewers, no readers. Most people read it to see what the enemy's saying. And they put all these George Soros idiots in there to try to set up the judicial tyranny against us. And it's backfiring. But I got to warn you again. All they keep doing is doubling down. So you don't need to be a rocket scientist. I've said this. Tucker Carlson said it. Congressman Matt Gaetz has said it. Jack Posobiec said it. Oh, I dropped the ball. I forgot to tell the crew. Roger Stone's supposed to be on right now. I dropped the ball. Jeez, my fault. I get so busy. So much goes on. I set him up myself. Let me just call Roger right now. I talked to him last night. Just call him right now. We need to hear from Roger Stone right now.
Hello.
Hey, I apologize. I got you on air right now. I dropped the ball. Didn't tell him you were on. Can we dial into you right now?
Yeah. Give me 3 seconds.
Did you forget to?
No, actually, I just had a conference call that ran over. So let me go on.
Yep. Oh, so perfect. You want to wait till the start of the next hour, or you want to go now?
What's the start of the next hour?
15 minutes from now. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go in 15 minutes. I'll be up.
All right. We'll do 30 minutes next hour ahead of Vivek coming on.
All right. Perfect.
All right. Thanks. Bye. Well, that works out. He forgot to, basically. All right. We're all busy. It's okay. But I was about to talk about Roger Stone. I'm like, wait, we need Roger on. And he has talked to the big guy. I'll leave it at that. Oh, boy, we were up late last night, I tell you. And all the globalist fears are coming true. Because I didn't used to advise Trump heavily. They just thought, well, this is a colorful character, and we could take stuff out of context he's done to make Trump look bad, so they blew me up. And I was already huge with conservatives and stuff. I mean, hell, at the RNC in 2016, a third of the 100,000 people there were wearing my T-shirt. So you go out there, just T-shirts everywhere. And the left finally went, and their arrogance kind of deflated, which was a bad thing. We love them being arrogant and blind at the fact that we're taking the country back peacefully, intellectually, politically, financially, spiritually. And they're like, well, we'll say he's Trump's brain. And it became a self-fulfilling prophecy. And I'm not going to, it's not with even me and Roger and Trump, but the main advisors to Trump listen every day. And a lot of my analysis and my game plan gets put in there. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And of course, you never even hear in the news who his main advisors are. They don't even know. They don't even know. They don't even know. We're 10 steps ahead of them. And that's why we know how much danger we're in. Because the left creeps up to the edge every time they escalate and think, well, we'll just do a little more and see what happens. But if you look at the continuum, you are going straight up with the escalation. It is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, what you're doing. And we're thinking 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 moves out. And not just linear. We've got major dialectic scans. We don't need AI to do it. We got the advanced intelligence, not the artificial intelligence, to algorithm it with the autistics we've got. And they know they're autistics, Asperger's geniuses. And they concur with my analysis. And so I bounce this off, and I'm basically autistic in a way. I mean, anybody that's really got advanced knowledge, it's just, you get, you know, you don't, it's not magic. The brain knows it, but how do you compute it down? It's Luke Skywalker blows up the Death Star without the computer, folks. And that's what we're doing here. So I don't say that to brag. It's just become a giant self-fulfilling prophecy. Because they said I was Trump's brain, and I mean, we were like 10% of what he was doing and like 30% of his talking points. But they're right. The new Trump presidency will be the people's presidency. It'll be the Alex Jones presidency. So we know your next move's ahead of you. Just know that. You may have the quote power, but not for long, scumbags. Please do not forget that my book has gone to number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, part two of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globals, launch the next great renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed for shipping, double Patriot points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taken under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vasobeats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical/supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price than you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both. 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund our operation. InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop.
We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and Out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock, available right now, of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening. Get a signed or unsigned copy. It's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. And I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Conspiracy theorists just means somebody that's informed that the establishment doesn't want to debate. Just means somebody that's done their research. Yeah, we're running out of conspiracy theories that haven't come true. Here's Harrison Smith's breakdown.
Some of these conspiracy theories have turned out to be true.
Which ones?
The Trump-Russia witch hunt, Jeffrey Epstein, JFK assassination, the misuse of the Patriot Act, the Iraq war, the weapons of mass destruction, the war in Ukraine, the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline, the open border migration caravans, the climate change scam, chemtrails, and HARP, and 9/11 being an inside job, and the Internet of Things surveillance grid, and PFAs, and chemicals in the water turning everyone gay, and the 2020 election being stolen, and January 6th being filled with undercover feds, and Bilderberg, and Bohemian Grove, and global government, not to mention gain-of-function research, and the threat of China, and collapsing birth rates, and defund the police, and George Soros, and mail-in ballots, and big tech censorship, and disinformation agencies, and Obama's birth certificate, and probably some others I can't think of. I mean, so a few of them. I guess a couple of them have been true.
Drudge Report, captured operation. MAGA nightmare before Christmas. Don kicked off ballots. Supremes to make final decision. No, it's your nightmare. A snail going along the edge of a straight razor and surviving. While the left are all delusional in their ivory towers, giggling and laughing and celebrating and taking drugs, we're out here in the jungle getting stronger, getting persecuted, getting attacked, getting run through the drills. They're going to lose, ladies and gentlemen, but it's going to be rough. They should just surrender now, but they don't know how to, because on average, they're a 65-year-old lawyer on methamphetamines that are soulless trash with Ivy League educations taught to hate America. If they had half a brain, they would want to lead it, even if they were evil. They'd want to empower it and use it. But they've got little ding-dong syndrome, Napoleonic syndrome, little man syndrome. And they don't like seeing you have prosperity. They don't like seeing you strong. They want you weak because they're weak. They want to look down on you so they can feel powerful. They're so stupid. They don't know it all blows back on them. They don't even understand. You reap what you sow, or what you could call karma. or Dharma. And I'm not a Hindu. I'm not promoting that. But those ideas are certainly real. I mean, I'm scared to do anything wrong. A, I want to be good because it feels good to be good. It gets me closer to God. I can feel myself by degrees getting closer to God. The more honest I am, the more courage I have, the stronger I am, the more focused I am, the harder working I am, the more I sacrifice, I just get happier. I get smarter. And any time I tell a lie, and I still do it sometimes, not on air. I do not lie on air. But we all lie. I do it very rarely now. And when I do, I feel like I've been brought down a couple levels. Like, what was like? I'm like, oh, wow. That's not, wow. I didn't even mean to tell that lie. It's so much better when your wife's like, so you really like that woman, think she's hot. I'm like, yeah. I mean, God made humans. I'm attracted to women. You're super attractive and way more attractive. But I mean, said, oh no, I don't think she's attractive at all. I'm like, yeah, she's hot. Sorry. Just stop lying, folks. It's much easier. Because then your brain gets trained to not think about what it's going to say. It just spits the truth out. The deepest thing Trump ever said, and man, it's philosophy, is he said in one of his books, I've read the book, I forget the book, he said, the deepest thing I ever discovered was to be shallow. Roll that over in your head. The deepest thing and the most important thing in my life is to be shallow. And then he went to say, what I mean by shallow is I instantly go with what I think is right immediately. Well, that's not shallow. That's all your ancestors, all your instincts, your spirit, your discernment, everything, and you instantly know the right thing to do. You know what's going on, but you lie to yourself because at another level, you've got another desire. And as you get older, you learn, okay, well, part of me, my flesh wants to do this, but my gut tells me it's a bad idea. And I can make excuses of why it's okay. But every time you go against the instinct, you're wrong. Man, my instincts are so strong. And when I was young, they were like razor sharp. God, as you get older, you get more numb to so much contact, so much habits. You get scarred. You learn to shut things down. You know, that's the problem. When you don't feel pain, it's easy to compartmentalize things and bad things that happen to be tough. But I've learned to really just sit down and take in the pain. I was doing that. I woke up at 5 a.m. this morning, and I was really upset about some things in my family and loss and things like that. So I got a cup of coffee and I sat in the chair in the dark and I just said, I want all the pain. I just want to feel this pain right now. And I'm going to just absorb it. And I just sat there. It was horrible. But I externalized it. I took it into the consciousness from the subconscious. And it was like having my heart ripped out. When I did that, it wiped it clean. Like I threw it in the garbage. But I had to fully say, I want to feel every ounce of pain and every ounce of regret and every ounce of how some of it was my fault. And God, I'm sorry. Please help me be better. I'm so sorry for things I did in the past when I didn't understand. Please heal me. Please help me. Please. And that's what a man is supposed to do. Don't run away from your problems. Don't hide from the truth. Don't hide from the pain. Embrace the pain. It's not that I don't mind the pain. I love the pain. Because the pain is the truth. The hurt is the truth. And the getting humble before God is the truth. And realizing my hair is all going to fall out. My teeth are going to fall out. And I'm going to be brought low because I'm not God. but I was made by God. And I'm experiencing God's plan, and I am turning loose like a leaf thrown in a stream in God's plan. And then God directs you through that river, through that stream, through that brook, where you're supposed to go. And then the real adventure begins. But I always tell the crew, I want to know the worst. I don't want stuff hidden from me. Give it to me. Because I can't defend innocence and freedom without really knowing how bad it is. I'm going to go to break. I want to thank you all for keeping us on air. You've been amazing. Plus, we got products you really need. Storewide free shipping is still going. Double Patriot points, Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, X2, the highest quality vitamin D3. So important. I reminded myself I should be taking it every day. I am now under the tongue. You're not getting sun during the winter. I don't want to get sick. Winter sun, InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, my dad's company, DrJonesNaturals.com, has brought back the original silver toothpaste with the nano silver and a whole silver lineup, the wound gel, the silver gargle. It's all available exclusively at DrJonesNaturals.com. Doctor, just one word, DrJonesNaturals.com, and the organic toothpaste and mouthwash and everything's there. Some of it's on InfoWarsStore.com, but all the silver stuff and PMS Guard and Primal Youth. Wow, that's powerful. And all of that stuff. Go back to all those. Those are finally all back in stock. It's all back in stock. A lot of it's limited supplies. DrNaturals.com. Dr. Jones Naturals. Dr. Jones Naturals.com. You can get those right now. So take advantage of that at DrJonesNaturals.com. Just DrJonesNaturals.com. And you can get Turbo Force 10-hour incredible clean energy at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And as I said, Winter Sun, back in stock, 40% off, free shipping right now. I want to thank you all for your incredible support. And we have the Team Humanity, limited edition, Elon Musk-inspired Alex Jones. I had the idea, but he loves it. We're launching Operation Team Humanity. Please get the shirt. Keeps us on air. Team Humanity shirt, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globals, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get Stroid Free Shipping, Double Patriot Points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taken under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vaso Beats for your blood and your heart and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric boost. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone's coming up. Vivek Ramaswamy and more. Big news on the open coup against America and our right to vote for who we see fit coming up. The enemy has taken off the mask. They are now out in the open. We just launched a new report. It went up on X a few minutes ago at Real Alex Jones. Hope you repost it, retweet it. U.S. court orders release of 180 Epstein-linked names. Will Bill Gates be on the list? I get into that in the special report we're about to play. And these photos coming out with Bill Gates and the rest of them with the abusers of children. But the real abuse is more polio cases now caused by vaccine than by wild viruses. AP reports. And who was behind that? Bill Gates, ladies and gentlemen. So whether he's raping kids or not, he's raping them with these bioweapons. So I'm going to play this very, very important short report. And I know you already know about this, folks. So why don't you go get it at X? We'll post it at Infowars.com and share it, because that's what the establishment's scared of. That's what keeps them up at night is you. You got all the power. I'm just one of you. It's when you take action, we're unstoppable. Here's the report. Share the hell out of it.
Yesterday, a federal judge in New York ordered the Epstein client list of men having sex with children to be released to the world. If this really happens, it's going to send shockwaves throughout the political structure, because we now know that Epstein was working with the CIA, MI6, and primarily Mossad. Israeli leaders were caught going in and out of the building many, many times. The King of England's brother is deeply implicated as well. Now, the big question is, will Bill Gates and the Prince and others be on the list? Or is this just a partial list they're going to be releasing? From our intel, though, it looks like some of the really high-end people that were involved in this and being knowingly compromised may not have had their names on the list. What really matters is the flight logs. And Bill Gates and Bill Clinton and all these guys are all over those flight logs going on the Lolita Express to Epstein's little St. John's Island. We're going to be breaking all of this down today at Infowars.com/show. We'll also put links up here on The Real Alex Jones on X. But I want to make something very clear here. Whether Bill Gates is on the list or not, Bill Gates was heavily involved with Epstein and denied it and lied about it. And that was the main reason his wife said that she left him. That was one of the main reasons. But here's the facts. Bill Gates, the AP, Reuters, they've all reported, funded the programs in different parts of the third world that have been proven to be the main cause of polio. The majority of new polio cases are vaccine-induced. This is the same guy that talks about, well, we just shoot experimental stuff right in the little kids' arms.
Taking things that are, you know, genetically modified organisms, and we're injecting them in the little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein.
Who died and made Bill Gates our doctor? Who made him the person over our bodies? And now he's supporting the UN treaty to turn control of our bodies and major medical responses over to the United Nations. So I don't know if Bill Gates ever had sex or molested any children. I don't know that. There's no evidence of that. But there is massive evidence of him trying to bring in a biomedical tyranny worldwide. And at the end of the day, being raped by some experimental shot that gives you polio, I think it's even worse than being sexually raped. But I'm certainly not lessening that. But this is the reality. This man and the people that he has basically had working for him setting up this planetary medical dictatorship are monsters, ladies and gentlemen. They're not our doctors. They're not our bosses. They don't control our bodies. And we need a worldwide declaration of independence against Bill Gates, the UN, Klaus Schwab, and all of them, and this UN treaty, which the official draft is out right now, that literally takes control of our nation's medical responses and our bodies. I'll see you at Infowars.com/show, and I can't wait to see who's on that list when it gets released January 1st.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, Infowars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit Infowars.com/show and share the link today.
All right, there's Roger Stone right there on screen. We're going to break. In 60 seconds, he's got the down low on this Colorado operation against the American voters. Please do not forget that my book, has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, part two of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globals, launch the next great renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed free shipping, double Patriot points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, take it under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vaso Beats for your blood and your heart and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric boost. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Roger Stone is about to lay out what really happened in Colorado yesterday and what it means to America and the deep state coup.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become?
The Democratic Party,
my sweetest,
is the greatest
friend.
Threat to planetary peace and survival
everyone
the world has ever seen. They've established judicial tyranny in many areas of the nation, and they are the totalitarians. They are the ones establishing a bureaucratic dictatorship. They are the ones surveilling and censoring and targeting their political opposition. They are the tyrants. And everything they do blows up in their tyrannical faces. The problem is they keep doubling down. President Trump was never convicted of insurrection, never charged with it. How do you then get precluded under a Civil War law from running for office when you're the front runner and you're taken off the ballot when you've not been convicted? Well, Roger went through kangaroo trials. I went through them. Letitia James just said last week, we'll cue it back up, that Trump was found guilty in New York before the trial began. That's what the judge said. No jury. So we forced them to take the mask off, and even Frank Luntz came out and said, this will just turbocharge Trump. I hope the Supreme Court overturns it. But great political analysts back to the days of Nixon, Ronald Reagan, right through Trump, got Trump to run, is the consummate Trumpian, Roger Stone. Roger, this is really brazen. This is next level. This is really blowing up in their face.
Alex, you're absolutely right. I mean, first of all, I think it's important to note that this was not unexpected. So this idea that the Trump campaign has been rocked or that there's some shock or we've been caught by surprise, that's entirely false. In fact, I'd have to tell you, as a veteran of 13 national Republican presidential campaigns, the Trump campaign is the leanest, most efficient, most effective, best organized, tightest presidential campaign I've ever been involved with.
And by the way, you were being honest when he first ran 6, 7, 8 years ago. You said that this is a problem. This is not being run well. You're saying right now this is eye of the tiger.
Yeah, he really has excellent people, and they know what they're doing. We're supremely well organized in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Nevada. We have excellent organizations in the works. I say we as a supporter. And the campaign doesn't leak above all. So once the lower court in Colorado rejected this but laid the groundwork for the state Supreme Court, basically that judge at the trial court level saying, well, Trump was guilty of insurrection, but because of the way the statute is worded in the 13th Amendment, perhaps it doesn't apply to Trump. It's kind of obvious that this was coming. Now, we understand a couple things. First of all, this decision is essentially toothless, meaning Trump's name remains on the ballot. The Trump campaign will file an immediate appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the court in Colorado, which is all 100% appointed by a Democrat governor, every member of the court is a Democrat, but this still only passed on a 4-3 decision. This is basically a toothless ruling, meaning the only way for President Trump's name to be taken off the ballot is for the Supreme Court to decline to hear the appeal, extraordinarily unlikely, or if it reaffirms the Colorado decision, even more unlikely.
So let me stop you there. I'm going to give you the floor to walk through the technicals. We appreciate you being here. But for me, big picture is, yeah, it's toothless, but it shows the recklessness and the escalation curve. So where do they go next? To me, the craziness of this, the wildness of this, not convicted of something. The law says you have to be convicted. The law is very clear. A 5-year-old could read it, and they do this. It shows that these people are panicking. They are in total paranoia.
There's no question about this. I think that they are apoplectic. They're near hysterical because it's not just this. Everything they have tried has backfired exponentially. In other words, this effort to destroy Donald Trump through a tsunami of lawfare has backfired very badly. It's actually turbocharged his campaign in a way that nobody could have foreseen. I mean, Alex, look, I've been around a long time. I've studied a lot of polling. I try to be dispassionate about it, even though I'm a strong supporter of the president. I work for Ronald Reagan. He was one of our greatest presidents. He was also extraordinarily popular. Very popular at the grassroots, but even he never enjoyed this level and intensity of support. Back when the president first announced that he was running, I was on board, but I was concerned that there would not be the kind of enthusiasm, the kind of intensity that it takes to pull off one of the greatest political miracles in the country. Remember, we've only had one president who was elected, then cheated out of reelection, and then came back to serve as president again. That was Grover Cleveland, a conservative Democrat. Interestingly enough, like Trump, a native New Yorker. So the left has solved that problem, and everything they throw at Trump just makes him stronger. Now this recent appeal to the Supreme Court over the question of presidential immunity and essentially executive privilege, to leapfrog the circuit court in D.C., which would have been stacked against Trump anyway, and go directly to the U.S. Supreme Court, combined with this action yesterday, and therefore a new appeal to the Supreme Court, demonstrates that this is a growing hysteria. The special counsel, Jack Smith, is desperate to have an election, a conviction, or at least a trial, and presumably in a favorable jurisdiction, a conviction prior to this election in order to try to wound President Trump. It's not working. It's really not working.
But let's be realist. They are everywhere now saying Trump supporters are Confederates, mayors, Democrats, senators. They're saying civil war. They've got an Obama-produced movie coming out about civil war, a bunch of other movies about civil war. They're running around saying we're all about to start killing each other. It's very easy to see the next move. False flags. Assassination attempts on Trump. I mean, they are beyond hysterical. So we should really sit back and say, okay, we're winning. What is this entrenched, unelected, crazed bureaucratic system that thinks it's insulated from, you know, any type of culpability? What are they going to pull next, Roger? I mean, let's do tomorrow's news today. What are they going to pull next?
Alex, I think anything is possible. I've said this on your show. I say it on my own daily show every day. It's essential that patriots not be goaded into doing something stupid or illegal. No, we don't support civil war. We're not for that. And at every step of the way, Donald Trump has worked within the legal system. Now, technically, he doesn't have to prove his innocence. They have to prove his guilt. But in the court of public opinion, where there is a Democrat mainstream media cabal, I think we all know the effort here is to sully his name and further destroy his chances. Oh, Trump is going to be an authoritarian dictator. Really? Who is it who's trying to lock up their chief political opponent? Who is it who uses the intelligence services to work closely with social media companies to censor any political point of view that they disagree with? Who is it that tapped into the 702 database millions of times to spy on average American citizens at the same time they use 278?
No, I totally agree. Everybody else is talking about how it's unconstitutional. He wasn't convicted and it's a fraud. We know that. Let's get in their sick little minds, because they keep escalating from little baby steps to huge jumps now. What, like Tucker Carlson has said, you've said, all they got left is assassination blowing up, you know, a black college and saying a Trump supporter did it. I mean, they're not going to give up. So let's just get that straight. They claim Trump supporters are going to hack with Russia, the power grid, and bring it down. No evidence of that. I mean, preposterous stuff. And then a bunch of movies produced by Obama and Hollywood saying that exactly is going to happen. So I'm not dumb. When I see three movies come out in 1 week saying Trump supporters are going to cut the power off with Russia and race war, and then they're saying it at the FBI with no evidence, that they're pre-programming that move.
I don't disagree with that, Alex, but notice yesterday there was a leaked story, and sources said that former President Barack Obama is increasingly concerned about Joe Biden's ability to win re-election. They are greasing the skids to switch out Joe Biden.
That's where I was going next. You said it over a year ago. Clearly, they've allowed the indictments now and everything against Hunter to put pressure on Joe, but as you said, Joe and Jill want to stay. So what's going to happen there?
I think you have internecine warfare going on in the Democratic Party. But at the end of the day, Barack Obama has more influence on the next Democratic National Convention than Joe Biden does. The use of these superdelegates, which were used to kneecap Bernie Sanders, could be threatened to be used to kneecap Joe Biden if he insists on trying to hang in and stay as a candidate. Now, I've kind of revised my view. I don't think there's any circumstance under which Joe Biden will resign. That's because I think he wants to retain the authority to pardon himself and his brother and his son and other key members of the Biden crime family. But at the end of the day, he's not a viable candidate. They know he can't stand up in a presidential debate. Hell, he can barely stand up, period. These efforts to knock Trump off the ballot are part and parcel of this current level of hysteria. Let me point out, they tried this in Michigan, they tried it in Minnesota, they tried it in Florida, they tried it in Rhode Island, they tried it in Arizona, they tried it in New Hampshire, and legally it has fallen short. This effort in Colorado will fall short as well. I predict that the Supreme Court will reverse this decision. And then once that is done, this gambit, which is largely the brainchild of Norm Eisen and the people at Crew, will be over. This will be a failed gambit. What's next? Could we have another pandemic? Most definitely. Could there be a terrorist attack on American interests on our own soil? Given how many millions of illegals we have allowed into the country and our inability to track who they are and where they are, that's entirely possible. Will it be real? Will it be a false flag? I suspect there'll be no way to know. But the lesson of history, of course, is that people rally around a wartime president. People rally around the president at a time that the country is.
Now, I was about to back you up there. Biden said 2 weeks ago, if you don't give us $106 million for Ukraine, your sons and daughters will be dying within months. Then Lloyd Austin said it. Then the Secretary of State said it. The members of the House and Senate, both bipartisan, said it. So they're holding a threat of direct war with Russia in our head if we don't do whatever Biden says. I mean, that right there is so reckless. Doesn't the establishment see their own actions of the threat? Don't they see that they can just back off and stop this?
I was actually going there next, which is I don't think that they are, that there's no possibility of formalizing an actual war with Russia as an excuse to somehow use the War Powers Act to postpone or delay the next election. Now, I've studied the act. I think that would be a real legal stretch. But
let me stop you. We know the OECD and the CIA still run Europe on record. They've had the German chancellor say he's about to declare a wartime emergency. The new Polish leader just said they're doing it. And so, yeah, I already see them setting this up, a big permanent emergency. If you think COVID was bad, folks, or climate change garbage, they're now saying war top EU think tank came back last week, and then it was echoed by the EU leaders. They said, permanent war, we're a new economy, Europe is a war economy with Germany at the center. Where have I heard of this before? I mean, you can't make this up.
No, and it is all driven by the fact that all things being equal, Donald Trump is on his way back to the White House. I mean, every time they pull some gambit, it just ends up making him stronger. He's going to vanquish the opposition.
Well, that was my next question. That was my next question. If every time they indict him or do this, his polls explode to just historic above way above the biggest ever since polling started. You're right. Why do they keep doing it if it's not working? Like a degenerate gambler, why do they keep betting?
Because they believe that it will work in the future. In other words, all what they would say in their own defense strategically is, well, it hasn't worked yet, but that's because he hasn't been convicted yet. And when he's convicted, it will all fall apart. This, by the way, was, let's face it, the underlying basis for Governor Ron DeSantis' decision to challenge Trump. It's just turned out to be wrong. I think it's going to continue to be wrong. People no longer think, which they once did, that the entire judicial system in our country is fair, and that justice is blind, and that the kind of things we see happening to the president can't happen in America. Well, we've seen otherwise. We saw what they did to General Flynn. We saw what they
did to
Paul
Trump, me. So they've blown their credibility, but they're sequestered in little judicial bubbles. Have they figured it out yet?
I don't think so. I think that they actually will up their game. I think that this decision yesterday clearly driven by politics. I mean, you had one judge.
It's mad dog rabies behavior.
Yes, I think it is illogical, hysterical behavior. But Trump really does instill in these people what we call Trump derangement syndrome. There's no question.
Why does he do that? Why does he do that? You know him better than anybody.
Because he's an existential threat to their entire uniparty control and their agenda. Before, he was a businessman from New York, who I think turned out to be a truly great president, achieved truly great things, yet he was not still, at that point, he was not fully awake. And he really went to Washington.
No, you're right. Now he's like Caesar coming back from exile. They're really scared.
Yeah, exactly. He totally gets it. He knows who his friends are. He knows who his implacable enemies are. No, this isn't about revenge. This is about justice. It's about having one standard for everybody. So, look, we saw this recently. Steve Bannon, and Peter Navarro, were both charged with contempt of Congress. They were quickly tried and convicted. They both appealed their convictions. Hunter Biden has denied a subpoena to testify before Congress. It's pretty clear to me the House Republicans are going to send a referral to the Justice Department that he be held in contempt. What will happen then?
Nothing. All right, I've been asking a lot of questions. You're on fire as well. I know you don't talk about your conversations with the big guy. I don't mean Biden. How is Trump doing? What do you advise the listeners to do? Where are we? How can we save the country?
Well, first of all, as you know, I never get into the specifics of my actual conversations with the president, because if you are that indiscreet, well, before long, your conversations would end. But in general terms, I must tell you, he is incredibly buoyant. I mean, he's extraordinarily confident. He's very determined. He's very resilient. He's in an excellent mood. I mean, at the level of stress on this man and his ability to handle that stress, having been in the meat grinder myself and having seen what you've been through, Alex, and what General Flynn went through and others, Trump is a superman. He really is.
He looks younger than 5 years ago.
He's lost weight. He says he feels good. This is the Trump that I have known for 45 years. He is the same person I met in 1979. It's really quite amazing how he gets up every day and goes to battle, and he's a happy warrior. I mean, I honestly think that he is at his very best in crisis. That is when he really shines, and he totally gets it now. I mean, look at his prepared remarks. He's calling the Democrats out as Marxists. This is something that would have been unthinkable in 2012. This is the kind of rhetoric you only heard here on InfoWars. But it is accurate.
They're establishing a permanent dictatorship. They're tyrants. They want to destroy you. That's the truth. And they're used to victims that just sit there and take it. They are apoplectic right now.
I think that is exactly right. And that's why you have this decision. Look, Colorado has until January 4th to print their ballots. As of this moment, Donald Trump is on the ballot in Colorado. Now, will Colorado even be a competitive state? I kind of doubt it. It's not one that I have in my mental calendar.
But they're trying to cause a chain reaction of other states to it.
But that I don't think that's going to work. Actually, I think it's going to have the unintended consequence, the exact opposite. I think this whole line of attack is about to be vacated when the Supreme Court ultimately rules that Trump has not been convicted of insurrection. Therefore, these statutes don't apply, if they apply at all, based on the wording of the 13th Amendment.
All right, We're almost out of time.
Look, the
Biden. I mean, how are they going to get rid of him? Because they want to get rid of him. Who do they bring in?
I still believe that Michelle Obama will be their candidate. I don't think that they can just bypass Kamala Harris. She is, after all, at least on paper, next in line. And she's a woman of color, which is important within the context of the modern Democratic Party. So they offer her a Supreme Court seat in the election. If there's an election of a Democratic president and a Democratic Senate, to step aside. And I predict yet again, right here on the Alex Jones Show, the ticket will be Michelle Obama for president and Governor Gavin Newsom for vice president. I stand by my prediction.
And when do they change those horses?
Well, that's the beauty of it. Because of the Democratic Party convention rules, they have the luxury of doing this late. In other words, the fact that certain filing deadlines have passed, the fact that Joe Biden will begin piling up delegates committed to him early in the year is almost incidental. Barack Obama can make this change pretty much whenever he decides to do so. So Joe can go easily or Joe can go hard. But in the end, I think Joe will not be a candidate.
I agree. So they're already putting the pressure on him. Then they segue a few months before with no review of Big Mike, any of it. They just slip Big Mike in.
She's incredibly popular within the Democratic Party. She's incredibly popular among the Democratic structure in the country. She can command $100 million in campaign funds in about 48 hours. She's sure-footed. She's used to being in the public eye. By the way, the more she says she's not interested and there's no way she'll run, that convinces me even more that, well, she'll be reluctantly drafted to be a candidate. People who snicker about this are making a gigantic error, Alex. She will be an extraordinarily formidable candidate. But I do think she can be tied to the disastrous policies of Joe Biden, because this is, in fact, Barack Obama's third term.
That's right. Their Hail Mary will fail. Roger Stone, how people find your show?
They need to go to rumble.com/Roger Stone or stonezone.live today at 5 o'clock Eastern, or just go to stonezone.com and check us out there.
Roger, amazing analysis. Thank you so much, my friend.
Great to be with you.
All right, there goes Roger Stone. We're coming back with Vivek Ramaswamy, and he's saying he's getting out of the ballot in Colorado unless they reinstate Trump, to DeSantis' credit. He's said that, you know, this is wrong what's happening to Trump. We'll talk about all this coming up, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. We've still got Stroid for shipping right now, double Patriot points for Turbo Force and more, and the silver products are back at DrJonesNaturals.com. DrJonesNaturals.com, limited supply, silver toothpaste with silver in it is back. Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed for shipping, double Patriot points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taken under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Bazo Beats for your blood and your heart, statin, what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric boost. It's all there. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globals, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed for shipping, double Patriot points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taken under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Bazo Beats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric boost. It's all there. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The Plan to Defeat the Globalist and Launch the Second Great Renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We are revealing the globalists. We're forcing them out in the open. The battle is joined. We'll defeat all these Harvard lawyers and inbred pedophiles. We'll defeat Bill Gates. Vivek Ramaswamy is connected with us right now, but I want to get to this breaking Bill Gates news. Bill Gates is in a lot of trouble.
Yesterday, a federal judge in New York ordered the Epstein client list of men having sex with children to be released to the world. If this really happens, it's going to send shockwaves throughout the political structure, because we now know that Epstein was working with the CIA, MI6, and primarily Mossad. Israeli leaders were caught going in and out of the building many, many times. The King of England's brother is deeply implicated as well. Now, the big question is, will Bill Gates and the prince and others be on the list, or is this just a partial list they're going to be releasing? From our intel, though, it looks like some of the really high-end people that were involved in this and being knowingly compromised may not have had their names on the list. What really matters is the flight logs. And Bill Gates and Bill Clinton and all these guys are all over those flight logs going on the Lolita Express to Epstein's little St. John's Island. We're going to be breaking all of this down today at Infowars.com/show. We'll also put links up here on The Real Alex Jones on X. But I want to make something very clear here. Whether Bill Gates is on the list or not, Bill Gates was heavily involved with Epstein and denied it and lied about it. And that was the main reason his wife said that she left him. That was one of the main reasons. But here's the facts. Bill Gates, the AP, Reuters, they've all reported, funded the programs in different parts of the third world that have been proven to be the main cause of polio. The majority of new polio cases are vaccine-induced. This is the same guy that talks about, well, we just shoot experimental stuff right in the little kids' arms.
Taking things that are, you know, genetically modified organisms, and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein.
Who died and made Bill Gates our doctor? Who made him the person over our bodies? And now he's supporting the UN treaty to turn control of our bodies and major medical responses over to the United Nations. So I don't know if Bill Gates ever had sex or molested any children. I don't know that. There's no evidence of that. But there is massive evidence of him trying to bring in a biomedical tyranny worldwide. And at the end of the day, being raped by some experimental shot that gives you polio, I think it's even worse than being sexually raped. But I'm certainly not lessening that. But this is the reality. This man and the people that he has basically had working for him setting up this planetary medical dictatorship are monsters, ladies and gentlemen. They're not our doctors. They're not our bosses. They don't control our bodies. And we need a worldwide declaration of independence against Bill Gates, the UN, Klaus Schwab, and all of them, and this UN treaty, which the official draft is out right now, that literally takes control of our nation's medical responses and our bodies. I'll see you at Infowars.com/show. And I can't wait to see who's on that list when it gets released January 1st.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
All right, he's on the road fighting hard for America and our freedoms. The second American Revolution is live. Vivek Ramaswamy threatens to boycott Colorado primary if they don't put Trump back on. Supreme Court set to rule. Now even DeSantis has joined Ramaswamy saying it's wrong. You talk about the dictatorship taking the mask off. But as I've said, Vivek, I've said before, we need you on the ballot in case the left is successful at taking out Trump. So we'll talk about that. And if you're off the ballot, the establishment wins as well. Vivek Ramaswamy via phone. So much to say here. Super viral. You're like the top story challenging this. This is so naked, so outrageous, such desperation. Vivek, give us your breakdown.
Well, my breakdown is this is a bastardization of our Constitution, Alec. The 14th Amendment was never intended to apply to anything like this. We're a country where the people of this country choose our elected leaders. That's what the American Revolution was fought for. The basic idea that we, the people, choose who we actually run, have run the government. And yet now, it's the old world European view. It's the elites in the back of palace halls, in this case, unelected partisan bureaucratic judges in the state of Florida, in the state of Colorado this time, going to be other states soon, that are deciding that, you know what, the people cannot be trusted to let the actual selected person govern. That's wrong. That will end on my watch. But, you know, as I heard about this, it was instantly, Alex. When somebody told me that this was happening, and I saw that in the news, I said, you know what? If Trump's not on the ballot, then I shouldn't be on the ballot. No one else should either. That's how you fight back against this, is to say that, you know what? If they're not going to try to let us have a fair GOP primary, if the, frankly, it's not just the left, the uniparty, many in the Republican Party want this to happen too. Let's not lie about that. Many other Republican candidates would love to see Trump eliminated. But the reality is, if that's what they're trying to do, we're not going to let them get away with that by saying that I won't be on that ballot either. That way, this is a null and void electoral result. That's what you do when there's election interference, is you call it out and you nullify that election interference right away, which is why I announced that if they're not going to put Trump on that ballot, then I will withdraw from the Colorado ballot as well. The other thing, though, Alex, is this is just the beginning of what I think is coming in the next 6 months. And, you know, a lot of people have, you know, will say things like, well, if you pulled your name off to Colorado, then why are you still running? Do you think they're going to let, if Donald Trump were going to be the Republican nominee, do you think this system is even going to let that happen? You've got to be living in some fantasy land if you think that's what's going on in this country today.
Well, exactly.
And
once
to
they
fight for our country, and that's what we're going to do.
Once they start raising, it shows all bets are off. Elaborate on that.
Well, look, I mean, I think that you have, it's like the equivalent of an immune system that's having a reaction to some sort of allergen to that system. If Donald Trump is that allergen, this immune system is mounting an all-out response, and it will destroy our entire system, our entire constitutional republic in its way. You have 4 to 5 trials that are slated. It's not an accident when they set these trials up for. It was designed to absolutely be in the path to heading into that general election after Super Tuesday. This is designed to keep one man out of office. They have tried every tactic in the book. Now they're resorting to even increasingly unthinkable tactics, which is what you see happening in Colorado. And I think that we are in really the final stages of skating on thin ice as a country.
And by the way, Vivek, just to back you up, breaking now, California Lieutenant Governor urges Secretary of State to explore a legal option to remove Trump from California 2024 ballot. So what you just predicted is now happening.
It's literally happening in real time right before our eyes, Alex. And we got to understand, we got to get beyond the Republican Party's talking point. Frankly, the Republican Party establishment is almost equally corrupt to the Democratic Party establishment. So this isn't about Republicans and Democrats right now. This is about the continued existence of our country, the United States of America. That's why I don't sit here bashing Biden. He's not really even the president of the United States. He is a puppet of the managerial class. They're going to trot out a new puppet about March of next year when Trump's trials begin. That's exactly what's going to happen. This is all an optical illusion. The reason they're rolling out the Hunter Biden story now, the mainstream media is paying attention to it after 7 years, and the Biden documents case, is they're ready to get him out of the way, just as they're preparing to get Trump out of the way and trot out whoever their new puppet is that's going to do their bidding. That's the game that's playing out in real sight. So a lot of earnest Republicans, but good party soldiers, they're missing the point. It's not about Republican versus Democrat. It is the permanent state, the permanent government, the deep state that is actually pulling the levers of power in both parties today. They're getting Trump out of the way, and actually, ironically, they're preparing to get Biden out of the way right around the same time.
That's right.
And that's why it's important for those of us who are willing to stand for the truth, and that's why I'm in this, to make sure that we're in this to save our country.
That's right.
That's sadly what it's come to.
Well, that's our real power, Vivek, isn't it? Is that we know what they're going to do next. The public sees it. And every time they pull this on Trump, his numbers go up. But it shows their desperation. How do we stop them? What do we do?
Well, look, I think that we talk about the America First movement. What does it mean? Okay, this is something that we haven't done a good enough job of, Alex. We have to define what our movement actually stands for. It stands for two things. One is the people who we elect to run the government should actually be the ones who actually run the government. Well, if I'm president, that's why we're shutting down that entire fourth branch. Shut down the administrative state. Can't just reform this. Shut down the FBI. Shut down the Department of Education. Shut down the ATF. Shut down the CDC. You go straight down that list. We will get in there and shut it down. And then the other thing we got to do is those people who we do elect to run the government, they owe a moral duty to the citizens of this nation, not any other one. Not fighting these foreign wars from Ukraine to Iraq to Afghanistan that have not advanced our interests. That is a smokescreen to the Nikki Haley's or the neocons of the world that are trying to reclaim the Republican Party. That is poison. You can make an argument that's even more dangerous than what Biden or the Democrats are doing because it's disguised in a Republican veneer. We have to stand for truth. And so my concern, Alex, is that our country is skating on thin ice. I don't believe that this system is going to let Donald Trump get to where he's trying to get to. I'm in this race from the next generation with fresh legs to lead our country actually forward. I think it's a 1776 moment. Thomas Jefferson was 33 when he wrote the Declaration of Independence. There's a reason why these revivals, these revolutions are led by the next generation. Well, you know what? I think we live in a 1776 kind of moment today that we need to revive those ideals. And that's where I'm at.
Well, let me raise this. And I played the clip last week, but after you dominated, you know, that big CNN town hall, Van Jones, the race baiting Ford Foundation CIA operative of Divide and Conquer, said, to paraphrase, Vivek makes me shake. You know, he's going to bring in supremacism, white supremacism. So ridiculous. No, they're shaking because you're supporting freedom and the people and common sense. But like they said, oh my God, Vivek will be alive 50 years after Trump's gone. That's what they're starting to get is there's all these new, fresh people, black, white, old, young, Asian, doesn't matter, humans that want freedom. They're starting to get, this isn't just Trump you're dealing with, and there's whole new armies of people that get it, and they are so scared of you. It's so simple. I mean, I don't want to bring this guy, because he's not important, but he should be removed from Congress by the voters. Dan Crenshaw said maybe he should withdraw from all states, talking about you. He's supporting you out of the race, and he wants Trump out of the race. What a disgraceful person.
That's absolutely right. And this rot, this swamp, it doesn't just live in the Democratic Party. It doesn't just live in Washington, D.C. It lives and festers within the Republican Party as well. You know, that guy Van Jones, you know, he says, the comments that I made, what did I say? I said that January 6th increasingly looks like it was the product of entrapment. That's what the videos show us. It's the hard truth and the reality. And
No, you're right. It's not purely staged. It was entrapment. It was a setup.
Exactly. And so it was an intentional intelligence failure, and they were allowing people who into the Capitol, Capitol Police allowed them in, who then later went on to be arrested and charged without full access to exculpatory evidence. Those are hard facts. You can't argue with that. So when they can't argue with it, what does he start saying? He said, I'm a demagogue. I'm dangerous because I'm going to be alive 50 years longer than Trump. That's what he said, and that he was shaking as a consequence. Well, you know what? This is what the other side likes to do, is they try to resort to name-calling, histrionics, and censorship. That doesn't work for me, Alex. I'm going to show up on the other side's home turf, and you know what? I spoke the truth to CNN's own audience at their town hall in Iowa. Now, they cut it off 5 minutes early, even before it ended, because they were too worried that I was spitting hard truth.
Hey, look. I know you're for real because that you panicked them, and then Trump panics them. What about Vivek Ramaswamy and Donald John Trump panics them?
Well, it's the fact that we can actually get it done. See, it's one thing if you have a stooge of a professional politician that's in a stuffed suit that says the things that they don't appreciate, they're not going to actually execute and do it. But if somebody's coming in as an outsider with actual experience in building business, an executive with sharp elbows, they're worried they're going to get that job done. And I give Trump a lot of credit. You know, Alex, he rolled that log over. We saw what crawled out. But now it's time to bring the pesticide. And that's why I'm in this, is we can't just stop at exposing this anymore. We have to actually get in there and shut it down. And in some ways, the managerial class, they duped Trump where they said you can't fire those employees because of civil service.
Yeah, that was a big lie. I mean,
that's a lie.
Bill Clinton fired them all.
And we will. Exactly. And the president of the United States has the power to do it. But that also takes the president who knows and understands the law and the Constitution of this country. I do. And that's why if I swear an oath to the Constitution, I better darn well know what it says. I'm going to know what it says. I already know what it says. Now I'm going to swear that oath and keep it. And that's what it's going to take. And the America First agenda, I love the way you say it, Alex. It doesn't belong to Trump. It doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the people of this country. That's who it belongs to. And that's the spirit we're going to need, where I don't want America First to be a blip in our nation's history. I want it to be the beginning of the next century of the direction of this country. Reviving what George Washington talked about in his 1796 farewell speech, standing for the interests of the citizens of this nation. That's the job of our elected officials.
I know you got to go. We got a few minutes left, yep. Vivek Ramaswamy, but if they've escalated this far, gut level, you don't like to speculate, but what are they going to pull now? If they know this will boost Trump's numbers, they still do it. They're hysterical. What do you think they're going to pull next, and how do we counter that?
So look, I just think that you're seeing the warning signs come one at a time. You saw that New York prosecution. That didn't work. Then you see two federal prosecutions. Then the Georgia prosecution. Then the civil suit. Now you're seeing an effort even outside of the court system, outside of those cases, to keep him off the ballot. Now in multiple states, you're seeing it fold out in real time. I just think, Alex, what we are seeing is a system that I think has made a determination, the people in charge, that they will not, by one method or another, they will not allow this man to be president. And you see them ratcheting that up. And so where they go next, look, I think you can make a prediction. Anyone can make a prediction of where this road ends. But my view is, I think that they have made clear that they're not going to allow this man to return to the White House, one means or another, from the Colorado case to the prosecution to every one of the other tactics they're trying.
Yeah, so there's no limit. How do we restrain them? Because they're maniacs. They have no limit. What do we do?
Well, that's why I'm in this, Alex. I'm doing my part, right? I think each of us has a role to play. I'm in this to revive our republic. What do they want? They effectively want to eliminate Trump from Congress.
That's right. So you're Paul Revere-ing around exposing the tyranny. We should all be doing that.
Every one of us, it's in our power to do it. It's every one of our power. You're doing your part. I'm proud of you, and I'm glad you're back and uncensored on X. As you know, we should live in a country with free speech. But every one of us, it's not just me. It's not just you. It's every citizen in this country has an obligation to expose that rot for what it is. Right now, the plan they're trying to plan for is get Trump out, get someone like Nikki Haley who they can control in. And that arguably is even more dangerous than a Democrat.
Oh, Bird Brain is so dangerous. He's as bad as Gavin Newsom. So we go after Nikki Haley. We go after Newsom. We go after anybody else they're planning to bring in. I mean, I think we need to understand, like you said, marks are going to change horses. We've got to go ahead and just move past that and start exposing them now.
We have to shut down the administrative agencies in D.C. We have to shut down the deep state. But the only way we're going to win that is if we actually have success in actually taking back over in 2024. And so that's vital right now. I think there's many ways to change this country. I mean, a lot of this goes beyond the United States as well. This is transnational. It goes beyond.
No, you're right. It's tyranny. It's Klaus Schwab versus 1776. So in closing, I know you got to go. I wrote this question I want to ask you, and I said it earlier. You kind of mentioned it, but I want you to respond to this. We don't want to climb over dead bodies. We want to pray for Trump. We want him to get in there. You're a great tail gunner, you know, great wingman in this. But if something happens to him, which we pray doesn't happen, we need to catapult you in there because there's no other candidate even close to you. So I've said it before. We need to understand this is a real issue. So Vivek, I've said it before, but we need you on the ballot in case the left is successful at taking out Trump. And literally, we hope the tire doesn't blow out, but you are, yep. I'm not trying to lessen you like a spare tire. We need to make sure you're in there, you're pumped up, you're ready. Cause I mean, you know, we got a star quarterback, but you're a great quarterback too. I hate to talk like this, but we need you ready to go into the game. So how do we supercharge you?
I appreciate that, Alex. Well, look, I'm going to keep doing my part. People do theirs. Help propel us to, even if we get a top three finish in the Iowa caucus, that shatters the media expectations. I believe we're going to do that and then some. And so people can go to Vivek2024.com, sign up more than a financial donation, sign up to be a volunteer, spread this message. And I'm not in this for me, Alex. It's like what you said. I have a moral responsibility to see this through for our country. And God forbid, I don't want things to go the direction of Colorado or anyone else eliminating the competition. But I think the 2024 is going to unfortunately be a very chaotic and I would go so far as to say frightening year for the country.
I agree.
But we're here to make sure we come out stronger on the other side of it. So I'm here for the country and you all do your part. I promise you I'm going to do mine.
No, I totally agree. Anybody that's bored right now is not paying attention. This is a revolution of ideas coming together and we're going to decide the future. Vivek, one more time. A lot of people volunteer. Where do they go?
Vivek2024.com, V-I-V-E-K. 2024.com. Donation of your time is what I'm asking for, not your money, but your time. Thanks a lot.
Vivek Ramaswamy, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, man.
Oh, man, this is so real, folks. This is so hardcore. I mean, I every day I'm like pinching myself saying, is this real? Really going down. The New World Order is out in the open trying to say you can't vote for Trump and indicting him for questioning the election they stole while they're stealing the new one. And now California Lieutenant Governor writes the Secretary of State, Shirley Weber, to explore every legal option to remove President Trump from California 2024 presidential primary ballot. I mean, they are doing it, saying you can't vote for this person because he claims we don't want you to vote for him. I mean, that is wild. That is just crazy. Like two men can have a baby or we're going to teach your 7-year-old to put them in a fast track to have their testicles cut off or their breasts cut off. I mean, who the hell comes up with people like this? Where do they even think about that? Oh, that's an 8-year-old kid. I can convince them without their parents knowing to be fast tracked to have their testicles cut off. I'm going to get that going right now so we make $500,000 off of it. I mean, they're just pure evil, folks. They just look at the world and say, because here's the thing. I saw Bill Gates do an interview, I forget who it was with, Bloomberg or something, where he explained, well, you notice all the jets look the same because there's a perfect shape for a jet. And technology hits a certain point and stagnates. But what they do then is invent stuff where we ban cows and give you synthetic bacteria-filled cancer meat grown off the tumors of a dead black woman. You heard me just say that. That's actually true. You're like, well, that sounds completely insane. They're just inventing evil. So he's like, well, I'll just ban farming and run the new thing. Because he can't invent something new. We've kind of hit a plateau here. So they come up with AI that does what we do, but not even as good, and say, oh, it'll run things now. It's all a lie. Stop giving it your authority. Stop giving it your power. We're going to go to break and come back. Good news, folks. My dad, the retired, well, he's not retired, he's lost his license, but he quasi-retired. Dennis, with all the great supplements and products he came up with, has all the silver products finally back in stock. The nano silver toothpaste, the mouthwash, it's all there. DrJonesNaturals.com, just DrNaturals.com, just DrNaturals.com. Go there. It's not at InfoWarsStore.com. It's at DrNaturals.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. One word, DrJonesNaturals.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. We'll put a link up in the live show feed if you want to find that link, DrJonesNaturals.com. Well, in fact, we'll create a little post there so you can see that. All the other stuff, Rocket Rest, Kaba Chill. It's all back in stock, limited supplies, DrJonesNaturals.com. And then we still have store-wide free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com, double Patriot points, Turbo Force back in stock, X2 selling out back in stock, Winter Sun, everybody should be taking it right now, boost your immune system massively. Almost all the viral issues are not having enough of that, having a deficiency in it. We have the highest quality D3 in Winter Sun. It's back in stock, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. And you can also get a copy of my book, Signed or Unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance at InfoWarsStore.com. It's already number one in a bunch of categories, but Christmas is the most competitive time of books. It's gone as high as number 20 on the charts. The last book was number one, but this book's even bigger, but it's the way the market works. But I want to thank you all for your support. But whatever you do, tell people to tune in on local radio stations you're listening to, local TV stations you're watching, or InfoWars.com/show. And a report on Bill Gates and the Epstein list coming out is at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Hour number three, breaking news, special guest, and more straight ahead. InfoWarsStore.com. We also have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. We have X2 about to sell out. We have Winter Sun, the best D3, finally back in stock. Still good for your immune system. We have VasoBeats with the nitrous oxide to boost your heart health. All of it. We have TurboForce, the most powerful, high-quality brain boost nootropic out there that's also good for you, unlike other brain boosters that aren't. TurboForce discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. Get TurboForce. Get Winter Sun. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for keeping us on air over the years. You've seen that we've delivered together. You delivered supporting us. I delivered not giving up. Praise God and pass the ammunition in the information war. Get a copy of my book, The Great Awakening. Signed or unsigned, InfoWarsStore.com. Take action. Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, and so you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening. Get a signed or unsigned copy. It's all there. X2, finally back in stock. TurboForce, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. And I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club. And you ain't in it.
And you said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The British are coming. The British are coming.
Now the ride of Paul Revere set the nation on its ear, and the shot at Lexington heard round the world. When the British fired in the early dawn, the War of Independence had begun. The die was cast, the rebel flag unfurled, and on to Concord marched the foe to seize the arsenal there, you know, waking folks searching all around. Till our militia stopped them in their tracks. At the old North Bridge, we turned them back and chased those redcoats back to Boston town. And the shot heard around the world was the start of the revolution. The men and men were ready on the move. Take your powder, take your gun, report to General Washington. Hurry, men, there's not an hour to lose.
It happened that they had planned, the British was ever to come over here, that they'd put a light up in this high church steeple. And Paul went down there to look. And sure enough, there was the light, burning brighter than day. Well, Paul, he jumped on his old horse and he lit out. He didn't know where he was going, but he knew he had to go somewhere. Oh, I wish you could have seen it. That old horse with his ears laid back and his nostrils wide open, sucking in wind like a jet engine, feet pounding on them cobblestones, striking off sparks. Paul holding on for dear life and hollering at the top of his lungs. He says, the British is coming, the British is coming. Get you a gun, we gonna have us a revolution. And them farmers come a-piling out of the hay like bees out of a beehive. Minutemen, they's called.
What's Minutemen?
Minutemen? There's fellas that had to be ready at a minute's notice. And when Paul comes screeching down the road that way, they grabbed their guns and hid out behind the weeds and walls and trees and everywhere.
And they fired the shot.
And when the British come a-prancing along all dressed up in their red suits, they let them have it. It was a sight to see. And then it happened.
They fired the gun.
They fired the gun. And the shot was so loud, it was heard clear around the world.
Oh, get out.
It's a fact. That's the way this country started.
Lots of breaking news. Special guest in studio coming up. InfoWarsStore.com. We also have storewide free shipping, double Patriot points. We have X2 about to sell out. We have Winter Sun, the best D3, finally back in stock. So good for your immune system. We have VasoBeats with the nitrous oxide to boost your heart health. All of it. We have TurboForce, the most powerful, high-quality brain boost nootropic out there that's also good for you, unlike other brain boosters that aren't. TurboForce discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. Get TurboForce. Get Winter Sun. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for keeping us on air over the years. You've seen that we've delivered together. You delivered supporting us. I delivered not giving up. Praise God and pass the ammunition in the information war. Get a copy of my book, The Great Awakening. Signed or unsigned, InfoWarsStore.com. Take action.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, a really smart PhD expert on the economy and the world and what's really happening, all the debt bubbles beginning to come due and pop. Kirk Elliott's going to be joining us coming up in about 25 minutes. We'll go into the fourth hour with him. So I wanted to get an expert here to talk about all this. Look for that in 25 minutes from now. Now, we've been following this the last 2 weeks, and Veritas has put out a lot of documents. They put out new ones today. They're up on InfoWars.com, and these are crazy. Crazy in that how brazen this is. If you're mega banks that have created quadrillions in fake derivatives, and you've robbed the planet and funded wars and shut off the third world during lockdowns and killed 80-plus million people from starvation, well, you hide behind racism. You hide behind all these black spokespersons. I don't care if all the spokespersons for corporate America are black. Folks could give them jobs, but that's not what's happening. They're hiding behind it and political correctness. So the first video came out almost 2 weeks ago. There's been a bunch since then. And it's the head of IBM, who happens to be Asian. And he says, we don't hire Asians. We don't hire white people. We've got the ESGs from BlackRock. We've got numbers we're supposed to go with. Now, if you're going to roll out a system that discriminates on people, you do it in the name of anti-discrimination. That's all they're doing, is legitimizing the ESGs, the corporate global governance, for the corporate level of the social credit scores that then goes down to the average person. How are they going to train you to accept a token that decides where you can spend it, where you can do it, you get paid in it, it surveils you? Well, it's for carbon and to save the earth and to not be racist. And, oh, you spend it in a black-owned business so you get more money. But it's legitimizing the Ring of Mordor. And they're just using the fact that we don't like slavery and feel bad for black folks and what happened as a way to get us to accept it. It's like putting a worm on a hook for a fish. You're like, why don't you give the fish a worm? But it's a hook inside of it. It's a lie. Like, oh, you're all going to get free tuition. Did Biden ever do that? Or reparations? California's now said they're not doing that. They just dangle it, ladies and gentlemen, and they take it away. Because there's not the money there anyways. It's 100% not real because it's not feasible. So now Project Veritas, I want to play the part of the first report and get to this, has released the slides that the executives at IBM got mad and released the video of the CEO and then now the slides. And you read these things, it sounds crazier than the Harvard stuff. White people are inherently evil because of their genetics. They're deceptive. They're bad. You can't trust them. And then it's crazier. They then describe the political system of the globalist and how they deceive and compartmentalize and say it's white people and say, we've got to adopt the white people tactics. So if you want to get somebody to adopt Machiavellian corruption, you go, well, listen, we got to fight the white people, so we got to do the tricks they do. I mean, this is a seduction. Hey, what does Emperor Palpatine in episode 3 of Star Wars tell Anakin Skywalker, before he comes to Darth Vader. He says, well, you have to use the dark side to beat the Jedi, but because they're really the corrupt ones, we use these tricks because it lets us win, but we're really good. And then he tricks him basically into killing his wife. So this is so transparent, ladies and gentlemen. I quite frankly think because of some past wrongs, but it's still a slippery slope, we should have tax incentives for black folks. I think we should have tax incentives for families and, you know, all the rest of it. But that's something where you just help a group, but still it's at somebody's expense. But it's a way to get people into free market and get successful so we can end the cycle. But they don't want you successful. Since the Great Society and the letters of President Johnson saying, well, these blacks are uppity. They've got all their own businesses. I'm going to, you know, give them money to kick men out of the house. We'll take full control of them. And now look what they've done. They've destroyed the black community, and they're using the same formula and everybody else. All the numbers show white people are on the exact same trajectory of black people, right to hell, falling apart. It's a plan, sociology, it's psychology, it's anthropology. And we're smart enough, all of us, black, white, you name it, to see this and say, this is a scam. If I'm a mouse, and I'm smart, and I see a big old piece of cheese out there, you know, compared to a mouse, those pieces of cheese are like, you know, like a 5-pound thing of cheese. You know, for the mouse, for the human putting it there, it's like a quarter of an ounce or whatever, but to a mouse, it's this huge pile of cheese. It's like $1 million of food out there. But it's a lever, and when he steps on it to get the cheese, he breaks his neck. So you're like, well, but there's cheese there. Yeah, and there's a thing to break your neck when you go to get the cheese. It's that simple. So before I hit this new news and show you these slides, we'll pull them up on screen in HD for folks. We're not just showing you here on the camera. Here's part of the Project Veritas report.
Take underrepresented and gender. You got to move both forward by a percentage. That leads to a plus on your bonus. By the way, if you lose, you lose part of your bonus. I'm not trying to finesse this. So for blacks, we should try to get towards 13-point-something%. On Hispanics, you got to get into the mid-teens. But let me say it, Asians in the U.S. are not an underrepresented minority in a tech company.
James O'Keefe here outside of IBM's corporate headquarters in Armonk, New York. An IBM insider has provided us with an internal video showing the CEO of IBM, Arvind Krishna, using coercion to fire people and take away their bonuses unless they discriminate in the hiring process.
Let me go deeper in the red hat. Multiple leaders over the last year plus that were held accountable to the point that they're no longer here at Red Hat because they weren't willing to live up to the standards that we set in this space. This conversation takes place every single day, and a lot of it's behind the scenes.
They terminated executives that didn't discriminate, yet another violation of Title VII. One of the biggest, one of the most valuable and recognizable brands on earth. IBM Insider has provided us with an internal video showing the CEO of IBM, Arvind Krishna, using coercion to fire people and take away their bonuses unless they discriminate in the hiring process, which appears to be a violation of Title VII. This comes on the heels of IBM pulling advertising from Elon Musk's X, with IBM saying they have zero tolerance for discrimination. Quote, IBM has zero tolerance for discrimination, and we've immediately suspended all advertising on X while we investigate.
So let me add a couple of things with a Red Hat flavor on it. I think Arvind laid that out pretty well, but let me go deeper in the Red Hat. And as Arvind very much pointed out, and I very much understand, I am accountable. I hold myself accountable. He holds me accountable, as does the board for all of IBM. But we also hold the leadership at Red Hat accountable for that. I mean, I'll be very candid. Without an exception for privacy, I could name multiple leaders over the last year plus that were held accountable to the point that they're no longer here at Red Hat because they weren't willing to live up to the standards that we set in this space. And so, as I said, I'm accountable to Arvind on this as well as to IBM. For example, one of the changes I made, I named a D&I lead person in Margaret reporting directly to me and the CLT. We have, Margaret sits on the CLT as the D&I functions, and this is worked on every single one of our meetings. This conversation takes place every single day, and a lot of it's behind the scenes, but let me assure you, this is happening. We're never going to cross the DEI off our list of priorities. This is an ongoing thing.
That was Paul Kernier, CEO of Red Hat, which is a software company owned by IBM, saying that they terminated executives that didn't discriminate, yet another violation of Title VII.
So we take underrepresented and gender. You got to move both forward by a percentage. That leads to a plus on your bonus. By the way, if you lose, you lose part of your bonus. Paul's held to the same standards. Paul and I have been working together to say, okay, how do we apply those deeper into the organization?
That was the head of IBM saying he's going to reduce the bonus if you don't hit your racial quotas.
All right, let's stop there.
Using racial considerations.
And again, this is the setup, the ESG, social credit score, that, oh, did you take your shot? Did you transgender brainwash your child? So it needs to sound good up front. They don't give a rat's ass about black people. But what they care about is getting this system via BlackRock into place. In fact, it's not just they don't care about black people. They're the main target of the depopulation. So let's go to the article today by Jamie White. It actually went up last night. Internal slide from IBM's Red Hat explains how whiteness works. Oh, whiteness. That's like Hitler saying how Jewishness works. Imagine we replace it with internal slide from IBM's Red Hat explains how Jewishness works, or how blackness works, or how Hispanicness works, or how women work. Internal slide from IBM's Red Hat explains how whiteness works. Whiteness hides the rules, then rigs the game over and over. Is that the judiciary? And what they're really doing here is talking about what the globalists do, and then they're saying it's white people. An internal slide from IBM's subsidiary Red Hat, recently released by O'Keefe Media Group on Monday, further exposes the tech company's anti-white racism and graphically explaining how whiteness works. But wait, it gets worse. Whiteness constructs the game, hides the rules, then rigs the game over and over, the Red Hat slide shows. So white people supposedly get together when it's the globalists creating all these new rules and doing this. And we go, oh, let's hide the rules. Let's screw people over. What the heck? Let me tell you how America works. White people have been the most racially inclusive of any group in the world. Go to China and try to say we're anti-Chinese or you need to hire more blacks or Caucasians. They'll laugh at you. The West is Christian. We're inclusive. So they're saying whiteness, though, isn't inclusive. The graphic shows a revolving cycle comprised of three tactics. Red Hat alleges whiteness, blindness, power, divide and conquer. Another slide, which this is divide and conquer, by the way, total inversion. Another slide claims the real problem in society is white judgment and white theft, white supremacy, white elitism, white censorship, and white allowance. OMG on Friday also released the internal slide describing the company's Elysium ship commandments, which reads like a religious text outlining race-based rules for employees to follow and claiming that only white people can be racist. And it gets more insane from there. Now, what's funny is, it's not funny, is that IBM invented the first computers on record. And you can look up a Pulitzer Prize-winning book, super accurate, IBM and the Holocaust. By Black. Had him on the show many years ago. And IBM actually financed Hitler from before he got in power in like 1930. Hitler got in power in February of 33 with a false flag attack, the Reichstag. And it was literally race mixing studies with card machines. And you wonder why Jews and others in the concentration camps, the forced labor camps, had a tattoo on their arm. That was the IBM code card number. And Thomas Watson, the head of IBM, got the highest award in Germany that Hitler didn't even get. And there's photos and film of that that's on record. And I'm not saying it's a Nazi conspiracy. I'm saying IBM is an evil company. And when Thomas Watson died, they put all his money into a trust to carry out depopulation. And then they hired Microsoft head, gave them the technology, acted like he was a new company to get around antitrust. Microsoft is really an IBM spinoff. This is the deep knowledge. I covered my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It's free. I posted it on X last week. It only got 3 million views. Wish it got 10 million views. But, hey, we're not going to cry over 3 million views. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. Don't you want to know the blueprint? So you just saw that. Let me tell you, I'm a white person. I know people are like people. We're not sitting around trying to decide, the average white person, how to screw people who aren't white. We're trying to find workers that are hardworking and loyal and cool to be around. We don't care what color you are, a woman, a man, any of that. But imagine saying this. This is the stuff that Hitler said about the Jews, word for word. They're crafty. They're sneaky. They're setting up conspiracies. They're all over the place. You can't trust them. They're going to rob you. And it's IBM. Now, let's pull back to the 35,000 foot view. What do you think white people do that are smart but not that smart? They're not political. They see stuff where they're being told they're inherently bad and their children are bad because of what color they are, and they're in a conspiracy against everybody. They're going to become anti-brown. And that divide and conquers us. And what's the document say? This document's to stop, divide, and conquer. And you do that by teaching you can't trust white people. You say, well, this is just IBM. No, this is the whole, from Target to Walmart to Microsoft to all of them. Elon Musk ended it at Twitter, Facebook, Google, all of it. They are teaching race-based systems. And you got the mayor of Boston saying, we have holiday parties without whites. We can't trust them. And she says at a press conference, our problem is white people. Then we have the head of the Texas vaccine program in testimony. Remember that clip? Saying, our problem is white people. They won't take the shots. Actually, black people are more apt to not take shots because they've been screwed over by it. But again, it's like, don't listen to white people. Take the shots. And then they hire all these big rappers. They go, I took the shot. They took the shot. I took the shot. You take the shot. This is sick, folks. This is beyond evil. And they're using the openness of our society against us. And it doesn't just need to be repudiated. We need to educate our children about this. We need to understand what this is. Understand, if you put your children in a public school or a private school accredited by this, and most of the private schools are just as bad, you're letting the enemy train your children that literally want to cut their genitals off. It's beyond evil. But this system's coming down, and humanity's going to reject it. But why is this really happening now? We'll talk about it with our guests coming up. Big article from Schiff Gold. The world is sitting on a powder keg of debt. Yeah, the whole big bubble is coming to an end. And they need us all to fight over what color we are, or what gender we are, or what gender we could be, while they run away and steal everything, hoping we're so stupid we don't see the divide and conquer. Because what's the document say? White people are inherently evil. You can't trust them. You got to watch them. Official company-wide executives, IBM, created Hitler. Hitler's mommy. But it's a nice Indian man up there, you notice. Hitler's mommy, Hitler's daddy, this whole thing came out from between its legs, is telling you we want to stop, divide, and conquer by dividing everybody. Total inversion. It's like having a bottle of cyanide and labeling it vitamin C. What a group of freakazoids. What a group of nasty criminals. But if you wonder where IBM got this, well, it got it from BlackRock, but where'd BlackRock get it? From IBM. IBM, as I said in Endgame, that I put out in 2007, you watch today, it's evergreen. It's more important than ever. They explain this whole plan because they think you're stupid. We're going to go to break. I'm going to play a little promo here. We're going to come back to our special guest in the studio to talk about the economic crisis and where it's going and what we can do about it. Because as I said earlier, we're not in Kansas anymore. The big Bill Gates breakdown, the Epstein list is coming out January 1st. We got a report on Infowars.com about that. Reported X on X, formerly Twitter. It's all there. And you're like, okay, we already know that. Okay, did you share it? Because that's where the dog hunts, folks. The show loads the bullet in the information warfare. You pull the trigger. You aim the rifle peacefully to wake up minds. You share the clips. It changes the world. You sit on your ass, we lose. And I'm not bitching at you. You're the troopers. You're the folks that care. You really are special. I appreciate you. I'm honored to be talking to you right now. It's incredible. I'm exhausted, but I've still got energy because I know this is important. And the destiny of humanity, we're looking to direct. We'll go to break. Little promo. We'll come back with our special guest in studio for over an hour. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Here is the breakdown.
First came Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, and Super Mario Brothers. And now, the ultimate retro nostalgia throwback game. I present to the world, Alex Jones's New World Order Wars. They're turning the friggin' frogs gay. I'll eat your ass. You Nazi scum. Let's free the patriots and defeat the globalist tech geeks.
We are going to defeat the globalists very bigly.
This game is mostly peaceful.
Woo! Ah!
I'm going to lower the world's population.
Oh, big deal. I'm taking you down, rapist.
I did not have sexual relations with that saxophone.
Download it now at alexjonesgame.com because, as we all know, anything badass gets censored.
At this important meeting of the Davos global elite, we have told you they were Easter bugs, they were owns nothings, and they were like it. We have worked around the clock to silence Herr Jones and anyone else that challenges our Easter bugs narrative. Of course it will be easy to silence Jones. We will have victory. Mein Führer. He never gives up, mein Führer.
Actually, he has best-selling books now. But that's not the problem, so now he has a new video game called New World Order Wars. Our experts believe it will explode and have a giant effect in the popular culture.
They're turning the friggin' frogs gay.
Everyone else leave the room except Soros, Bill Clinton, Tony Blair, Klaus Schwab.
Say hello to my little friend.
What did I tell you? Control every facet of the media. Now that he has launched his video game, he will be able to fund his larger operation in InfoWar Counter Allies. And then he will have more video games and then children's toys. And freedom is so popular. Look at what they've done when we shut down Tucker Carlson. He got 50 times better. We tried to bully Joe Rogan, and now he's gotten in our face. I will tell you all, you're the downfall of our new Reich, our new world order. What is Bill Gates, my friend, my lover, going to do when he learns what you have done? My wife, Bill Gates, will be so angry. You have destroyed us all.
911 was an inside job. The lottery is rigged.
You tell them all. They do not visit AlexJonesGame.com and they do not download New World Order Wars. That is an order from the New World Order.
When you download it, when you share it, it sends a very important cultural message against tyranny. And it also funds the true information war against the globalists. So when you download this game, when you play this game, you are truly fighting tyranny and 1776 worldwide. So I want to salute again and thank all of you that have gotten the game. And if you've not downloaded and played the game, what on earth are you waiting for? So go now to alexjonesgame.com and download it. The New World Order is no more.
Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. the plan to defeat the globalists, launch the next great renaissance. But if you want to get steroid-free shipping, double Patriot points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taken under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, VasoBeats for your blood and your heart and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric boost. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products and for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing your articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year. Double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, VasoBeats is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there, my new book, The Great Awakening, do your Christmas shopping there, get great products and fund the InfoWar, thank you.
Body's is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Body's will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1-5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract using Body's contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I'm not about Kirk Elliott for a couple years. He's got an amazing website, really good videos and breakdown. And he's a PhD with two PhDs, one in public policy administrative focusing on monetary economics, and the second in theology. And we're really glad. I said, let's get him on the show like a couple days ago. And like, boom, he's here. He flew in from Colorado. And he's here with us now to talk about the debt bubble and what's going on. KirkElliottPhD.com. KirkElliottPhD.com. We'll put a link up at InfoWars.com in the live show feed to find that. We'll put a lower third up. But I wanted to get your take, because you've been predicting a lot of this for years. In fact, next time you're on, because I was going to get you on, I said, get him on, like, Friday, and you're, like, here today. I'm like, wait, I didn't have time to the videos. So I sent him, like, five videos. They go, well, what do you want out of these long videos? I said, well, so next time you come back, we'll have your predictions that have come true and all that stuff, and the reason I got here. But, wow, I'm glad you're joining on the spot. So talk a little bit about yourself and where you are and where you see this going. And you've been calling all the stuff that's happening, and I've said this too. I promoted gold for about 15 years, and then in about 2000 and whatever it was, when it started going down, right before it started going down, you know, like 2011 or whatever, I said, okay, now I think they're artificially suppressing it, but later it's going to go back up. And then I've been saying the last few years, I think it will go up. It has gone up because, you know, I love cryptocurrencies. They're great, but at the end of the day, it's silver, it's gold, it's platinum, it's things like that. So you're also an expert on that. So, Kirk, great to have you here with us. And, you know, just talking to the audience, where do you think we really are? Tell folks about yourself.
Well, thanks for having me on, Alex. It's just really awesome to be here. But, you know, I've been analyzing the markets, the economy, and kind of like putting these puzzle pieces together of politics, economics, our personal freedoms, our economic freedoms, religious freedoms, because they all fit together. And you know what? If we lose one of them, we really lose all of them. So way back in the day, I started as a stockbroker back in like 1994. And, you know, that industry doesn't allow you to really tell the truth. It's very sad, because if you say something that you want to have your investor invest in and they don't sell it, you get in trouble for selling away. They give you a cease and desist. You know, it's really ugly. So way back then, I thought, how can we get out of the system, right? How can we protect, preserve, grow people's portfolios with something that's safe? Because it's getting more important now, because we've got a debt cycle that's about to implode. We've got a exponential derivatives debt that's going to actually cripple the global economy. We've got a national debt that's over $32 trillion. When you think about that, Alex, this is why I got into this. Because even back then, you know, I've been watching you for decades. Even back then, it's like this debt was exploding. If you look at where we were in 1776, we had zero debt, you know, on day one, because we couldn't spend like drunken sailors yet on day one, right? And so go from 76 to 1980, right? When Reagan became president, that's over 200 years, we accumulated almost $1 trillion worth of debt. Just last year alone, we added almost $3 trillion of debt in 1 year, when it took us over 200 years just to get from zero to a trillion. We're spending like drunken sailors. Ultimately, we have to pay the piper. This is why I got into what we're doing, because if you invest into normal traditional asset classes, when the world falls apart, when banks are failing, when banks are running out of money, and why do banks run out of money? Because simply put, they have more withdrawals than they have deposits. That's why banks fail. It's not rocket science.
And there's no doubt we're to that point. The bubble's collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
I saw numbers like 60%+ of the money supply has been created just since Biden got in.
Yeah.
How long can it keep going? I mean, I think it's already imploding.
Well, it can't keep going. It's imploding right now. If you look at the money supply, there's two different money supplies. This is where people don't look at the right numbers. They stopped measuring all the money that's been created years ago, which is called MZM. That's like the money that goes for, oh, foreign aid and all the money that provides all the stimulus. They stopped measuring that because they don't want people to know. The money supply that we see, like the M2 money supply, which is money that we have in the banks, checking accounts, savings accounts, money markets. What's happening to that? It's starting to come down. See, they're printing money that causes inflation. You have to raise interest rates to slow down inflation. This is the ugly policy that we're living with. And you look at what's happening to money in the banks. It's coming down. People are pulling out. They can't afford to live. But I think it's more insidious than that, Alex, which is why I do what I do, to offer solutions for people to navigate through this crisis. Because if people don't have money, they can't afford to feed their babies because of the inflationary pressures, because banks are undercapitalized and money is leaving. They tend to give up their freedoms, right? You look back to, I saw earlier in the show, you're talking about Hitler, right? So when Hitler came to power, you know, he didn't,
that's one of your videos I saw. You explain that.
Oh, good.
We kind of repeat it. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is incredible because one of the worst dictators in the history of the world didn't hold a gun to people's heads and say, vote for me or else. He campaigned on a campaign promise of hope and change. What did they need hope and change from? You know, Hitler, back in the day, Germany was like the big kid on the block. They were like America today. They were World War One. They were bombing the living daylights out of everybody. They had a strong stock market. They had a strong real estate market, a culture that was established, well established, the vibrant arts district. You know, then what happened? After World War One, the Treaty of Versailles came and said, hey, Germany, you got to repay all your war debts. It's like, what? We can't afford that. So they abandoned the gold standard. They started printing money without discretion, went into a hyperinflation. Mommies and daddies couldn't afford to feed their babies. It was during that economic crisis that what happened? He came in and said, I'm going to fix it on a campaign promise of hope and change.
And it's known, Klaus Schwab talks about, in these inflationary things, it creates an angrier world. It produces Hitlers.
Mm-hmm. This is human nature. When people are forced with, should I feed my kids or should I give up my freedoms? A lot of times they start to give up their freedoms. We're starting to see this kind of stuff now. So literally, one of the worst dictators in the history of the world got into power nonviolently. He didn't hold a gun to people's heads. We're seeing the same thing now with banks failing. And
Schwab says that we're going to use the banking crisis to bring in this new global order. So they know what they're doing.
Oh, it becomes extreme. People don't understand a lot. Now, your viewers do because you talk about it all the time, right? But they don't understand the insidiousness.
Or how late it is.
Yeah, how far. This has been going on for a long time. And it's accelerating. So the globalists, these evil globalists like Klaus Schwab, you know, when you look at what he's said recently, is COVID was a test. I mean, that wasn't exact words. He said it was an opportunity, a short moment in time, a brief opportunity to reimagine and reset the world.
But Bill Gates has said it is a test. Yeah. So they've said it's an experiment.
Yeah. But an experiment for what? Right. So I think the experiment was how far could we stretch the global population? How far could we stretch Americans to see when they would give in and when they would give up their freedoms? Well, it took a flu for them to do that. It didn't take very much, sadly. So what comes next? What's worse than that? The ability.
Well, the UN has said we'll use a virus, then we'll use a collapse and a migrant flow and war. They've said that in the documents. Mm-hmm. Remember Lou Dobbs in 2007 got the Banff Canada North American Union secret documents. We were still on CNN top show and it was all there. They said, we're going to use these four things and they're doing it now.
Yeah, they're doing it. So what would be worse, Alex, than somebody's health, right? It's like, how about your ability to buy or sell when you want to, the ability to pay your rent, to pay your mortgage, to feed your kids, to do anything. That's what's coming next, right? But they have a problem. And that is people aren't going to willingly give up their ability to buy or sell. But if there's an economic crisis that's bad enough, people will give up a lot of stuff. This is what's happening. We've got bank failures. We've got wars. We've got rumors of wars. We've got what I think geopolitically is one of the biggest things that is.
We're going to skip this break. Keep going.
Yeah. One of the biggest things that has hit the world is the American nations. Right. They're usurping the U.S. dollar. They're kicking the U.S. dollar.
And they're stopping to buy stuff in the dollar.
Mm-hmm. That was Putin on August 22nd at the BRICS meeting in Durban, South Africa. What did he say? He said, we are going to de-dollarize the world. It's our objective and it's irreversible. Well, those are fighting words right there. Right. So how are they going to do that? Oh, they're going to add six of the nine largest oil producers in the world into the BRICS nations. They've already added Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates. And then come January 1st, just a couple weeks away, they're adding Egypt. They're adding Ethiopia. They're adding Iran. They're adding Argentina.
India's starting to buy.
And India. So imagine this BRICS.
For those that don't know, all we have left is the dollar, folks. That's how we get everything still. If you think things are bad now, wait. And again, why would the globalists push Russia into that position? There's a larger plan here.
It's a big, huge plan. But so they've got roughly 50 to 70% of the world's population in the BRICS nations now. That's a large trading block. It's not like some two small dinky countries making a bilateral trade agreement saying, oh, we're going to trade with each other. It's literally 50 to 70% of the world.
Yeah, it's not like ignoring Libya or something.
No, this is huge. So they're building up to be the world's economic, political, geopolitical, economic superpower. Now, how do you do that? They've built that up by putting these nations together. But there's one big problem. The U.S. dollar is still the world's reserve currency. Or is it? Right, because we've had that status.
And now they're all moving into gold.
Yes, we've all had that status since 1944 with the Bretton Woods.
China's buying gold as fast as it can.
Well, they lie about all their numbers, but estimates are they have over 5,000 tons of gold. Not ounces, not pounds, 5,000 tons. When you add up India, when you add up Russia that has 1,000 tons, they have more gold than actually the United States, the Federal Reserve, than the European Central Bank. But why? I thought they'd been poo-pooing gold forever, saying, oh, it's an ancient relic. This is not good. But yet they're amassing thousands of tons of gold to back their...
University of Texas bought billions in it.
That makes the University of Texas pretty smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are they doing with that? They're saying, we are going to be the new kid on the block, and they're kicking out the U.S. dollar. See, Alex, the only reason that we can actually amass $32 trillion worth of debt is because we're the world's reserve currency. There's built-in demand for our currency. When all international settlements of oil, for example, are traded in U.S. dollars, that's built-in demand. That allows us to extend the debt ceiling. That allows us to have all these stimulus to do everything that we do, and we still can actually...
So bottom line, because we have 10 minutes till break, 12 minutes till break, but bottom line, I agree with everything you're saying. What's going to go down? And then how do people protect themselves? Because I've looked into you. You're a great guy. People check out what you're doing over on your website because you're doing first-rate work.
Thank you. You know, what comes down first is the lack of demand for the U.S. dollar. See, I don't believe for a second when Jerome Powell or Janet Yellen say, hey, we can pause interest rates for a while and we're going to lower them next year. No, because when the BRICS nations hit next year, January 1st, petrodollar is, for all intents and purposes, gone. We're going to have to print our way out of it. The way that you, that creates inflation, the way that you slow down inflation is to raise interest rates. I think the U.S. economy is about to hit the skids, and Russia and the BRICS nations are playing a masterful game of chess, and our administration's going in with like a checkerboard. They're not even...
And the Federal Reserve has signaled they're done with interest rates.
They've signaled that, but I don't see how they can be.
So what do they do? It's a Hobson's choice. There's no way out. It's a catch-22.
It's a catch-22, and I think they said they're going to be done with interest rates because it's an election cycle year. They have to get votes. They have to say, we're winning this war against inflation. Look, we're doing good. Bidenomics is great. It's not great. You know, when you go to the grocery store, when you go to the gas station, prices are going through the roof, and people can't afford...
So what's the best-case scenario versus worst-case?
I don't necessarily see a best case scenario for the U.S. dollar. I think this cycle has to play out. Worst case scenario, though, is we actually lose the reserve currency status completely. The BRICS nations rise up. They become the world's reserve currency. And we then are relegated to like Argentina, Venezuela style inflation. Now, there is a way out of that in the sense of you have to get away from the system that we've had of central banks printing fiat based money. And that would be, for example, a state-chartered bank, like what Texas is wanting to do, backed by gold. You've got mountains of gold by central banks around the world, because I don't know if they actually think that in the end their plan is going to work. You look at populist politicians like Trump or Nigel Farage, who they want truth, they want accountability. The rest of the world is starting to see that because their wallets are telling them, this isn't right, somebody's lying to us. And so there's going to be alternative systems that come into play. The way that
we're saying is we're at the end of an age here.
We're at the end of a central banking age as we know it of fiat based money creation, and things are going to get so bad. The globalists are going to usher in a new world of central bank digital currency. I think there's going to be alternative systems of using tangible assets like gold and silver to back private currencies for individuals to actually be able to transact business on their own, not be a digital slave in their digital world. These are the kind of solutions that I have been shouting from the rooftops for decades, Alex, to get people out of the path of that hurricane and into a point of freedom where they can have a smile on their face because there is hope in this message.
And that's what you break down on your site, KirkElliottPhD.com?
Yes, sir.
And that's, it's a great website, great videos, great reports, great everything. I hope people go research that and get ready because, look, people say, oh, is it a panacea for cryptocurrencies? Most of them are pump and dumps. Sure, it's great. If you got in early, wonderful. But at the end of the day, it's going to be land and food and gold and silver and friends and family and guns and a relationship with God, number one.
See, Alex, when you look at biblical prophecy, Revelation 13:17, for example.
Because you're a theologian.
Yeah, I've got one of my PhDs is in theology.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So this looks pretty, to me, I'm not a theologian, but it looks pretty revelation to me. It looks,
well, it does. I mean, this isn't a new thing. Even the prophets from thousands of years.
No, you're right. It repeats over and over until the final crescendo. It's like the song repeats until it happens. People go, wait, it looks like this here, it looks like there, but it's moving towards it.
It is. I mean, what did they say thousands of years ago? They said, no man shall buy or sell unless they have the mark of the beast or the number of the beast, right? Okay. Can't buy or sell. That's the key point. Now, you look at what the globalists are saying from the World Economic Forum, for the Bank for International Settlements, the Federal Reserve, all of these institutions, the IMF, social credit scores are going to basically cause you to not be able to buy or sell based on your ideology, right? So imagine if you've got a gas-guzzling truck and they want you to buy an electric vehicle. They'll say, hey, Alex, nope, we're going to flip.
No, it's all digital.
You're going to flip the switch. You can't buy gas anymore.
And now all the cars have kill switches.
Yeah, kill switches. Or what if you donate to a church and they said that church promotes hate?
I mean, even I, and I knew this was coming, cannot believe under federal law, and I know for 10 years all the new cars have it, at least 10 years, like 15 years now. It's law that all cars have a tracking kill switch now. I mean, they're, folks, it's not coming. We're already in it.
We're there. I mean, we are living out prophetic words from thousands of years ago. And I'm sure that those prophets from back then say, I don't even know what I'm talking about. God told me to say it.
They didn't. They were like, we don't know what this means.
No, no, absolutely. But
flying machines, mountains of fire, mark of the beast, world government. They can see Antichrist everywhere in their homes, TV. I mean, it's like.
and now when we see it, we can say, oh, yeah, this makes sense. This is what they were talking about way back then. I mean, this becomes absolutely ridiculous when you actually have stuff recently, Alex, like the Bank for International Settlements, a unified ledger, which came after the collapse in 2008, and now it's gotten new steam behind it, which, what is a unified ledger? It's beneficiary ownership of your assets, which means you don't own it anymore. You give up ownership to the financial institution.
And that's what the Great Reset is. They're getting us ready to say, it all went down. Here's a new digital system. We devalue it some, but you still get something. Go under this regime.
Go into this regime, and then you become the participant where they say, you're now the beneficiary. It's not your assets. It's not your checking account.
You're a trust fund baby.
You're a trust fund baby if you're a good baby, right? Because they can flip it off if they don't want you to actually have access.
Wow.
This is what the unified ledger.
You will own nothing and like it.
That's their words. That's what they said.
And we're here. So what's the time frame here?
Time frame from now until... They've actually September 15th of 2024 is their future date that they've set out in the UN Pact for the Future. I'm sorry, September 22nd of 2024. This is when they want all of this to be done. That is their end game.
And the EU, they've all announced they're rolling out with central bank digital currency. But like, I asked you to come here as a guest, and they're like, oh, I'll be a sponsor too. I know people love you. You do a great job. Before we start the next hour, do some plugging. If people want to get into financial advice or essential metals, we get great reviews from you. Before you even came here, I was already thinking about trying to work with you in the future when I finally get some money. Tell people what they can do when they go to KirkElliottPhD.com.
So you can go to KirkElliottPhD.com/gold. Just say, hey, I want to talk to you, Kirk. I want to talk to one of your amazing team members. And what do? We ask you some questions and say, oh, well, do you have IRAs? Do you have non-IRAs? Do you have cash you want to protect? Do you want to get out of the bank because you're afraid your bank is going to fail and you don't want your money to go away? And we'll help you strategically map out a solution for the future that you can actually not be a digital slave in their digital world, have tangible assets to hedge against the other assets that you own. Or you can simply call us at 720-605-3900 and, you know, we'll take care of you that way too.
And I want to be clear. I promoted gold until about 10 years ago. In the last three, I started promoting it. How, because I could see it, how much has gold gone up in the last 3 years?
Well, so you look at where it's gone. We're averaging, okay, go back a little bit farther in time. In 2000, gold was $250 an ounce.
Yeah.
Today it's 2000. A few years ago, it was about 1700. Now it's 2000. You look at what silver's done, which is what most people would want for barter. Silver's actually outperforming gold. 3 years ago, silver was, $1,191 an ounce. Today it's 24. It's up like 100%.
And so talking about silver and gold, the point is, with naked shorts, they've been artificially suppressing it. But when they lose control, if this goes under, which I think is a good chance, we hope it doesn't, it's going to go, I mean, I don't need to be a rocket scientist to know that.
Well, we've seen this kind of growth with the naked shorts and with the manipulation in the market.
Yeah.
Imagine what
it No, it's like a beach ball held underwater. What happens once it's not held underwater?
Oh, it goes through the roof.
From your estimation, and we can't get gut level, how high silver, how high gold go when the dollar goes belly up if it does?
Okay, so I'm not God. I don't control the markets, right? But even if you were to look at like usdebtclock.org, it shows what the price of silver would be without manipulation. It's over $1,100 an ounce. See, that's a huge number. And my brain doesn't really go that far, Alex, but
look at Bitcoin. It's ethereal and it was up at, I mean, you need silver and gold industrially.
Well, this is what makes it so amazing. So here's a key point. Not all gold and silver is created equal, right? You've got companies out there that are selling rare things and high collectability stuff, high premium things. In 29 years of doing this, I've never seen somebody recover those premiums.
Well, that's why I wanted you on. I said, do a search of people as a sponsor that are selling basically bullion and that's what you're doing, you know.
Yeah, so like silver, for example, 60% of all the mining production globally is used for manufacturing. So it's liquid. One of the keys to investing is you have to make sure it's liquid. That's even more a more safer option than buying it, right? You have to make sure when it's time to lock in your profits, you can sell it. It's a 45-second phone call. Boom, we lock it in because it's a global commodity used in all.
So that's what you let them do is have it be ready to trade.
It has to be ready to trade. If it's not liquid, it's not a good investment.
So that's what you do. You're beyond just holding the gold and silver. You're letting people trade it real time.
Yes. I mean, it's physical silver that they take delivery of or store in an IRA or non-IRA. But when it's time to sell it, it's a 45-second phone call to the depository. We lock it in. We wire them the funds. If you have some kind of a rare coin, it's not liquid. They have to make a market for it. And we've all seen.
No, I've been looking for, because I mean, obviously, that's why I don't have any sponsors, because I won't sell collectible coins to people.
Right.
It's a great investment in bullion. I feel good about that. I cannot sell something I don't believe in. And sure, there's some collectible coins that are great. I'm not saying that's all bad. It's just, like you said, it's a hassle and it's opaque. You can't get down, but when it's gold or silver that's bullion, it's very transparent.
Very transparent, because when you look at, it's a global commodity, right? Well,
we got to go to break. I'm going to give you the floor when we come back. But people need to go check you out, the videos, the reports. It's an amazing website, KirkElliottPhD.com. Share it, folks. What's the number again?
720-605-3900.
All right, we'll start the third or fourth hour now on this, and I love you to death. I want to get you on as a guest. They go, hey, this guy wants to. I was like, oh. So that's how God works, folks. So we're here. Like a year ago, I told him to get you on, and I'm not mad at the crew. They shouldn't do it. I give them a lot of stuff to do. We'll be right back. Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed free shipping, double pay 3 points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taken under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, VasoBeats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Winter is coming.
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 Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Now back in stock and 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs. Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus. 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The Satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down into the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. And we put our faith, and we put our trust, we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
PhD.com is our guest, or 720-605-3900. Really impressive, because I wanted you already on as a guest, and then you're like, hey, boom, I want to be a sponsor, and you get great reviews, so you're here, and you just showed up. I was like, last week, hey, get him on as a guest, I want to talk to him. Boom, you're here. But yeah, now is the time for people to diversify, and they see this big bubble in the stock market, and it's just insane. It's absolutely insane what's going on.
Well, it is insane, and everything has a reason, right? There's a cause and effect to everything. So what causes stocks to go up? What causes normal markets to go up? Well, you look at the Trump years, you look at the Reagan years, economic policies were similar. Lowering taxes, lowering interest rates, creating jobs. That causes people.
Now the Wall Street Journal says get ready for the decade of taxes. That's got to tell you things aren't going to do well during that.
Well, taxes decreases people's bottom line. Inflation makes everything more expensive. So they're printing money, Alex, like there's no tomorrow to fund every stimulus under the sun, to raise the debt ceiling, to fund people's pensions in Ukraine rather than our own people. I mean, everything that they do is spending money. And if you look back in time, I mean, I'm a student of history like you are, but you look at the Roman Republic, right? So the Roman Republic fell. Not because they were invaded from external forces. They fell from the weight of their entitlements. When Rome...
By the way, I'm going to interrupt you because I'm totally blown away. When I was driving in this morning at 9 a.m., I was like, I want to play the collapsing border when Kirk comes on and talk about the fall of the Roman Empire and how they couldn't recognize it in 410 when it finally happened, and you literally just brought it up. So keep going. We're going to recap this. When some stations join us, we're going to come back because you're right. You can feel this is into the Roman system right now.
Yeah. I mean, so Rome fell, Alex, when one third of the population of Rome had entitlements, right? They were getting some kind of government benefit from the state. Well, that all happened because in 56 BC, there was this politician named Clodius, probably the most important politician in the history of the world. Nobody even knows who this guy was, right? But why was he so important? Because his policies are still being mimicked today. And back then in 56 BC, he was bribing people with free grain for votes, right? So people would vote for him. Well, that has mimicked to today. So by the time Rome fell, one third of the population of Rome was getting government assistance of some sort.
So that's the hack on democracy.
Yeah, that's the hack on democracy. And where are we today? You can go to whitehouse.gov, look at the federal budget, go to table S4, I believe it is. We are close to 80% now of all of our federal revenue that we bring in as a nation goes to
entitlements.
Entitlement, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid.
All right, stay there. We're going to start over. Some stations don't carry this. We got hundreds of radio stations, and a lot of them don't carry the first five, but people complain. We don't want to hear the local news, so I do that five, so it's a no man's land. So probably half the audience is watching right now. I want to start over. Guys, get the Eagle Pass video ready. By the way, the record was 12,000 a month ago, 13,000 a week ago. Now it's 17,000 today. It was 14,000 yesterday. Michael Young, who's dead on, former Green Beret, total genius. He thinks it's a million a month by the end of next year coming in. I mean, we are talking Roman Republic collapse, baby. Back in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you're having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new, faster-absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
15 years in the academy.
15 years in the academy. The likes of cadets they ever seen. A man so hard his brains bleed eyes. When he speaks, he never said it twice. They call him judge, his mouth in his dread. So break the law and you wind up dead.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you think the police defunding and crime everywhere is bad, and you think 15,000 illegals pouring across that they catch every day, you ain't seen nothing yet. The fuse is lit. Kirk Elliott, PhD, really smart guy with us. We'll have him on a lot more in the future. KirkElliottPhD.com. You were starting to get last segment. Some stations don't carry it into the fall of the Roman Republic that began hundreds of years before the Visigoths and Ostrogoths and Germans sacked it in 410 with Alaric. But we're here, and they describe it, as it was written by the scribes at the time, because they had a large part of the population on welfare. They were like millennials or whatever. They were, as the barbarians are burning everything coming, they still wouldn't stop partying in their swimming pools. And they had this arrogance. They couldn't believe it was all over. And now this, happening now, the Biden administration has ordered banks not to deny loan applications to illegal aliens in the United States, give them unlimited money, so just flooding cash. Biden and the media are gaslighting us about inflation. Biden, we have a new video, has come out and endorsed Trump being taken off the ballot. So a political rival like Venezuela, the State Department usually sanctions countries for this, just like Venezuela, saying he supports, no question, Trump supported insurrection. Not convicted, but his political rival supports him not being able to be voted for. This is them stealing the 2024 election in live time right in front of us.
It's absolutely disgusting. You know, what happened to the rule of law, Alex? Where now you're guilty until proven innocent. I mean, this is...
By the way, you like apologize when I was first talking to you about, I'm sorry, I'm from Colorado. Texas is one inch from being blue, too. It's not your fault you've got that horrible Supreme Court, but start over. Start over with the Roman collapse. Mm-hmm. Parallel.
So, there's a huge parallel to America today. So when Rome fell, they didn't fall because of external forces, because of invading armies. They fell from the weight of their entitlements, right? So this goes back to 56 BC. This all started, right? There was this guy named Clodius. He was running for office of tribunal. It's like a governor. And what did he do? I mean, probably the most prominent politician of all time that nobody's ever heard about, because he changed the way politics was done forever. So what did he do? He said, hey, if you vote for me, I'm going to give you free grain. Still mimicked today, right? So ultimately, you go years and decades beyond that. Rome fell under the weight of entitlement. So when Rome fell, one-third of the population of Rome was getting some kind of government handout, some kind of entitlement, some kind of check from the government. So what is it today? So you can go to whitehouse.gov, look at the federal budget, and you look at how much federal tax revenue we bring in as a nation, and how much of that goes out towards entitlements, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, women, infant, children program, so forth. It's about 80%, not a third. It's about 80%. But here's where it gets really creepy, Alex, is you now add on to that the interest on our federal debt. So interest rates have more than doubled over the last 12 months, and it's gone to now $1 trillion a year. A trillion is the debt payment, just the interest-only payments on our federal debt. You add, that's about 25% of everything we bring in as a nation. Add that to the 80%, 105% of everything that we bring in as a nation is now towards interest payments and entitlements and mandatory.
So we're not sitting on top of a time bomb. It's already exploded.
It's already exploded. It's absolutely exploded. And that can't go on. See,
but that's the crazy part. We've been all these people like Ron Paul and Ronald Reagan and all them. And, you know, they all warned about it. And now we're here. We don't have to wait anymore. People are going to have to wait and see if it comes true. Now you got front row seats, folks. So do we.
Well, here's where it gets really ugly is. Interest rates are high, but they're not as high as they've been in the past, right? You remember 1983. If you were to buy a house in 1983, 18% interest rate on a 30-year mortgage. It was bonkers. But why? As a PhD economist, the numbers are the numbers, but I always want to know why. Well, the Carter years were abysmal, right? They were huge recession. People weren't working. Prices were going through the roof. Inflation was 14.3%. The only way that you can slow down inflation with interest rates is if interest rates are higher than the inflation rate. Well, here's the creepy part that I wanted to get to. In 1996, President Clinton changed the way we measure inflation for political purposes with the Boskin Commission. He said, we've got to understate inflation because we've got too much government payments going out for cost of living increases and so forth.
So the same decision that created Zimbabwe, Weimar Republic, all of it was made.
All of it was made. So if you actually use the same metrics that we used in 1983 when inflation was 14.3%, inflation today is not 3.1% or whatever CPI says it is. It's hovering more at 15 to 20%. This is what I did my first dissertation.
Well, that's right. I don't need to read the economics. I go to a restaurant I went to 2 years ago and the food's twice as much.
Yeah. Yeah. Your wallet will tell you the truth, not their phony baloney numbers. So if inflation's at 15 to 20% and they want to use interest rates to slow that down, Alex, that means to me interest rates are going to continue to climb until they outpace inflation, which is north of 20%. So I don't believe.
So what do you call that where you have inflation and higher interest rates?
Well, that's their mechanism. When you have a slowing down economy and high inflation, that's stagflation. That's what we had in the Carter
70s.
In the 70s. See, Carter was one of the worst economic presidents we've ever seen in this nation until now. So
this is about to make stagflation look like a cakewalk.
Yeah, it's going to be an inflationary recession, meaning higher prices, people making lowering wages.
Jesus.
That's the kiss.
Which they thought didn't exist until it happened under Carter.
Correct.
Economists didn't think stagflation was possible.
Correct.
But if it's an artificial system, they can do it. The ultimate screw job.
Yeah.
Are they doing it on purpose or is there no way out?
Well, I think they're doing it on purpose to usher in a whole new system.
Exactly. Build back better.
This is the reset.
So how do people get prepared? What do you advise them to do? What do they find out when they go to KirkElliottPhD.com?
So I'll answer that by answering it the way Elon Musk answered it. So he was asked about 6 months ago. It's like, How do you, one of the richest people in the world invest during times of inflation? And his answer was simple. I invest in things because things go up with inflation.
Exactly. Infrastructure.
Yeah. So cars go up with inflation. Groceries go up with inflation. Gas and oil go up with
inflation. Look at Bill Gates buying up all the farms.
Yeah. All of them. So what gold and silver are things. Things go up with inflation. It takes more of your devaluation.
Exactly. This idea that you're going to get ahead doesn't exist. You just want to stay equal, in my view.
Yeah.
That, you want something that just keeps your value.
Mm-hmm. So when you look at gold and silver as things, it's going to go up in value. So little quick little story. So back in the 1920s, 100 years ago, gold and the U.S. dollar were convertible. We had a gold-backed currency back then. So a one-ounce gold piece had a $20 face value on it, or you could have used a $20 bill. You could go to Sears. You could go to the bank. You could do whatever you're going to do. Interchange them. It was the same.
You walk in a bank with a $20 bill and get gold.
Yep. Or you could use that gold at the store. But what would it buy you? What was the purchasing power? Well, 1 ounce of gold or a $20 bill would buy you a finely tailored men's suit, a shirt, a tie, a belt, and shoes. Fast forward to today. $20, you can't even get a nice pair of socks. You can't go to Chick-fil-A for dinner, right? It's.
But a gold piece will buy you the fine suit.
It'll buy you the finely tailored men's suit, a shirt, a tie, a belt, and shoes, because gold is $2,000 an ounce. So you see, over 100 years, gold has maintained its purchasing power, where the dollar has devalued about 98% because of Federal Reserve policies, because of their unrelenting printing of money to fund every stimulus under the sun. And now you've got politics in play where.
So is crypto the establishment's answer to, like, shut down metals?
They wanted it to be, but now if you watch, cryptos are being demonized by the government, by the SEC, because there's a new sort of crypto coming in, that central bank digital currency.
That's right. They got us trained on the open stuff. Now they're bringing in the ring of power.
Yes.
It's like Sauron gives you your rings. You get trained on them. Skip the break. But then he gives you the master ring that controls them all.
Yeah. Cryptocurrency blockchain is actually private. But when you centralize it, which is what the central banks around the world want to do now with central banks.
They're rolling them out.
They know the source of the funds, the use of the funds. They can cut you off from buying or selling. Where decentralized cryptocurrency is the opposite of that. It's actually safer. So demonizing cryptocurrency to bring in a new form of digital currency that they can cut you off from buying or selling. How do you get out of that system? By having a tangible asset that's private that you could use for barter if you need to, like silver. Something that's not a digital entry.
That's right. Silver, gold, skills you have, like being a dentist. Or a mechanic or a midwife. I mean, those are all valuable things too.
Right. See, tangible assets are going to go up. Now, not all tangible assets are created equal. For example, let's say you've got real estate. Real estate is debt-based tangible asset. You have to go to a bank. Not many people can pay cash for a home. They have to finance it. Well, when banks run out of money and it's interest dependent on interest rates and your wages.
That's going to deflate.
So the price of real estate is going to come down. But things that are not debt-based tangible assets like gold and silver will continue to go up with.
Yeah, obviously it's already going belly up. Gold and silver, no doubt in my mind, my opinion, but I mean, I'll bet my life on it's going to explode, but it could go stratospheric.
Could go absolutely stratospheric. But this is my big warning cry to everybody watching. Not all gold and silver is created equal. Like, I don't even like silver eagles, gold eagles, Canadian maple leafs, any government mint. They're too expensive. Literally, they're like 35% more than what they should be.
That's why, not just you're a smart guy, I already wanted you on as a guest. I'm like, give me a big sponsor with great ratings that is selling bullion. That's the best deal you're going to get. Jeez. The problem is, how do you then pay your bills making almost nothing on it?
Well, it's the spot price, right? The spot price, for all intents and purposes, view it.
So you're smart. You buy it when it's low, sell it when it's high, you make a little bit of money.
Yeah, correct. Because
we're not communists here. I mean, it's like people say, why don't you push the toothpaste? We make $3 on it. We can't pay the bills. Toothpaste is great. But I'm like, so I'm always like, we can't have a person selling numismatics because that's not 100% for our listeners, but then that's where the money's at. So then how does somebody, I know the gold business, make money when you're selling stuff at almost no profit?
Yeah, so imagine something that, like, you can get like a gold or a silver eagle today for, call it, $40. Oh man, silver's 24. That's way too high of a premium. You shouldn't be paying more than $30 an ounce for a silver 1 ounce round. To me, maximize your ounces, minimize your cost.
Sure, so what are you doing?
So if you're investing into gold or silver, I would do an all the universe of all the gold and silver you could buy. I can boil it down on one hand. 100-ounce bars of silver, 10-ounce bars of silver, 1-ounce silver.
So the bars are the way they're certified, they're there.
And if you're doing a 1-ounce piece, just a generic refinery round, because you don't have the premium, if you're doing gold, a 1-ounce gold bar or a kilo bar. That's it. You see all these countries and different dates and different rarities and everything.
So it's just like the numismatic. I don't want to say it's a scam, but it's a high-end deal. But a coin itself is a scam compared to bars.
Yeah, the coins itself, the government-issued stuff. Whenever the government touches something, they make it more expensive and not as attractive, in my opinion. So this is why I like maximize your ounces. One of the keys to wealth is don't overpay for your stuff. A second key to wealth is be in the right place at the right time. This is what we help people do. Like when people call us, we'll allocate properly, get them into low-cost bullion, and then this is where the relationship journey begins. We'll let you know when it's time to buy, when it's time to sell, when it's time to reallocate, when it's time to get out of Dodge. You're not in it alone.
And you want them to get great results so they keep coming back.
Correct.
That's how we are. It's like people say, why does this product work so well? Because we're not selling you BS. We go, your water filter looks half the price of other ones, and it's the highest rated. How's it half the price? We went and found the best deal. We could sell it to you for twice as much. I want a relationship.
Yeah.
It's like, why didn't I break my wife's nose? Because I love her, wanted her to stay with me. It's like, I want a relationship.
Yeah, to us, relationship is the key. The philosophy, my personal philosophy, the philosophy of our firm is people over profit. If you focus on people, profit will come. If you focus on profit, people will leave, right? So you have these transactions, right? You buy something, you sell something, but life happens in between the bookends of those transactions. This is where our relationship journey goes on with clients. We don't have clients, Alex, that just buy silver gold once. Over and over and over again, because it's this lifetime relationship where they know, wow, I didn't.
Well, civilization's about relationships, and conquest is about death. We want relationships.
Yeah.
God wants a relationship. Everything's relationships, folks. If something isn't a relationship, it's a lie.
Yeah. And when people call us, it breaks my heart, brother, because they're gripped and paralyzed with fear. And this is America. People shouldn't be gripped and paralyzed with fear, but they're afraid their money is going to run out. They're afraid that their banks are going to fail them. And so when 99% of the people that call, they're gripped and paralyzed with fear. Here's the thing that I know about fear. It will cause you to either put your head in the sand and do nothing, or to cause you to make the wrong decision. So when we talk to people, they realize, wow, I didn't know that there was somebody like you that doesn't listen to mainstream media, that gives us solutions, that cares about us. And over the time, you can actually hear a smile on the phone, which is the most amazing thing, because they realize, wow, I'm talking to somebody who thinks like I do. And we can see that financial anxiety start to melt off of them on the phone, because they now have a partner where we will go through the economy with them. We'll hold their hand, let them know when it's time to buy.
And you give them a good deal, mm-hmm. and you sell them 100 times instead of ripping them off once.
Yeah.
And then everybody wins.
Yeah. Most firms in the industry, Alex, are...
No, we've had a bunch of sponsors that go, oh, we're going to sell bullion. I catch them immediately doing the numismatic. And I'm like, we're not doing this.
I don't sell semi-numismatic. I don't sell the rare coins. So only bullion. But here's what makes us fundamentally different. It's not just the relationship piece, but ultimately you're going to sell. You're going to lock in your profits and get out. Buy low and sell high. We charge nothing when you liquidate. We don't.
So that's the brain. What you guys do is you're watching. So they don't just hold it. They also make money on it by the trading.
Yeah. You buy low and you sell high. And we don't charge for assets under management. And when you purchase, it's an 8% cost of ownership. That's it. So this is where you know the metric.
Which, by the way, you got to have money to operate. That's why I love to tell people, hey, we need this money to operate. People get that.
Yeah. But most firms in the industry buy a commission when you buy, a commission when you sell. They.
Oh, I've been offered $50 million to sell people numismatics. And I get sometimes they're a good deal and sometimes it's real. But it just I'd have to study it all day to make sure it was the right deal. I just can't. It's like rocket science. It's just, if I can't figure it out, I'm not selling.
Well, and if it's not liquid, see, the collectible market, all of that stuff, here's how it works. And we're all used to salespeople like this. They'll call you up and say, hey, Alex, have I got a deal for you? We've got this excess inventory. There's these shipwrecked coins. And if you buy today, we'll give it to you for 5% off, but you better do it in 72 hours because it's not going to be here, you know, long. That's not liquid, because what happens if the market changes and you can't liquidate it? Well, that means the money is not really yours. That's why global commodities like bullion, there's always a market for it, and it's simple and it's easy. But here's where the markets start to get really interesting moving forward. Electric vehicles, solar power, fuel cell technology, all electronics use silver. So the demand for silver, even in
it's exploding.
It's exploding, even
just in the industrial sector.
Yeah, in the most sluggish global economy we've seen in over 40 years.
And when there's inflation, it's only going
to
go up.
And wait until we get a president back that starts to grow the economy and the demand for silver goes up even more. See, the time is now to actually protect.
But the ancients knew. The Bible says get silver and gold. It's money.
Yeah, always has been. Always has been. It's a de facto currency.
And isn't it crazy? It magically works in all these computer chips. Wow, the ancients just randomly pick something that we got to have.
Imagine that. Yeah. They knew something that we are just starting to figure out.
So what do people do when they call and how do they call? Or they visit KirkElliottPhD.com/gold. They call 720-605-3900. Mm-hmm.
So here's how the process works. I like to make it simple. I'm a keep it simple, silly kind of a guy. So you call in, one of my concierge team will say, hey, what was it that Kirk and Alex were talking about that you're concerned about? What are your fears? What are your goals? What are your aspirations? And then we'll set you up with one of our consultants to actually dig in deep, start moving your assets, get you out of harm's way. And then my team crosses the T's, dots the I's, does the paperwork. We just want to make sure that we're hearing you and answering your questions and doing what you want and what you need to start to minimize the stress in your life and reduce that financial anxiety to get you away from this digital slave world where they want to control every aspect of your life.
Well, that's right. Until 10 years ago, you watched TV and didn't watch you. Now everything watches what you watch.
Yeah.
And gold and silver is like, no, this is mine.
Yeah.
I can tell you, as you know, the globalists, they've all got gold buried. They're obsessed with it. But they don't want us to have it.
They don't want us to have it. And how do we know they're obsessed with it? Look at what central banks around the world are allocating into. Thousands of tons of gold. The European Central Bank, 10,500 tons of gold. The Federal Reserve, 8,500 tons of gold. Russia, 1,000 tons of gold. China, 5,000 tons of gold. Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Turkey, India, all hundreds of tons of gold. If it's so bad, then why
would... You may have missed it. UT is buying tons of gold.
That makes them absolutely brilliant. They might have the richest endowment fund in the world 5 years from now.
They already are the biggest university fund, yeah.
Yeah.
So they know.
They know. They see what's coming. See, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what's going to happen with the economy when people run out of money. And 2024 is going to be a weird election. You talk about this all the time. We're already seeing it. You know, pulling Trump off the ballots and things like that in my state of Colorado. But during times of crisis, when people don't have any money, I mean, Clinton said it's like it's the economy, stupid. People vote with their wallets. So in an election year, people will actually, when they can't afford to feed their babies, they're going to ultimately try to give up their freedoms, willingly or unwillingly, in exchange for perceived peace and security. This is going to cause more government spending, more stimulus, more running out.
And always it causes the runaway situation.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. What is the public going to do when they find out inflation is only going to get worse?
Well, so Yellen was bragging about how resilient the U.S. consumer is. And even in a bad economy, I mean, she admitted it was a bad economy. They're still spending money. That's nothing that people should be applauding, people spending money that they don't have. They've maxed out their credit cards. Now that their credit cards are maxed out, what comes next is there is no more money to spend. People will pull back the reins. They're not going to go out to eat as much. They're not going to spend as much. I think 24 is going to be an economically disastrous year as consumer spending starts to come down. We're not just me that's saying this. Economists all over the globe
are saying it.
Consumer spending is going to come down. That will impact the markets. It will impact everything. But government spending is going to go through the roof. The printing of money is going to go through the roof. Because, again, Alex, starting January 1st, the BRICS nations, for all intents and purposes, dismantled the petrodollar. There is no more demand for the U.S. dollar 2 weeks from now.
All right, Kirk Elliott, we'll talk to you again soon. KirkElliottPhD.com, 720-605-3900. great analysis. I'm glad you came in here. I had no idea you'd be a sponsor once you got here. I've been wanting to get you on for a while. Great analysis. So glad you got high quality silver and gold bullion for people ready. People should call you. People should get involved.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming, man. I know you come right to town. I'm like, get the guy on. I was like, boom, he's here. We got a bunch of key reports and breaking stuff coming up. Then Owen Schroyer is in 30 minutes, like 32 minutes from now. Owen Schroyer, the War Room, coming up. Merry Christmas, everybody. Stay with us. I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year. Double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beach is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there. My new book, The Great Awakening, do your Christmas shopping there, get great products, and fund the InfoWar. Thank you.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes and has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption into the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well. InfoWarsStore.com. We also have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. We have X2 about to sell out. We have Winter Sun, the best D3, finally back in stock. So good for your immune system. We have Vaso Beats with the nitrous oxide to boost your heart health. All of it. We have Turbo Force, the most powerful, high-quality brain boost nootropic out there that's also good for you, unlike other brain boosters that aren't. Turbo Force discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. Get Turbo Force. Get Winter Sun. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for keeping us on air over the years. You've seen that we've delivered together. You delivered supporting us. I delivered not giving up. Praise God and pass the ammunition in the information war. Get a copy of my book, The Great Awakening. Signed or unsigned, InfoWarsStore.com. Take action.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You're about to run a human being over. Hey,
you got those children in there.
Who are you?
You got those smuggled children illegally. Hey, we need the police over here. They got a bunch of kids without their car seats.
Here come the kids with the migrants from all over Central America, Honduras, Guatemala, you name it, right? Now keep in mind, once they go into this facility, the Border Patrol completely washes their hands of them. If they test negative, they're marched right down the street to the Catholic Charity. From there, they're given clothes, food, financial assistance. The debit cards that they have over $1,200 per person on them. They're then taken to the McAllen Airport in unmarked vans, and then they're released into the United States to a destination city of their choice.
Hey, they're powering that car right now.
You got a car seat for them? You got a car seat? That's illegal, bro. Where are you taking these kids? That's illegal.
If you get in a traffic accident, those kids are
going
to get hurt.
Where are you taking these kids? You have a car seat?
That's illegal.
How is this Christian?
Hey, we need the police over here. They got a bunch of kids without their car seats. You're violating Texas law.
Who is this right here?
Hey.
You have no comments.
You got those children in there illegally.
You're about to run a human being over.
You got those children in there.
Who are you?
You got those smuggled children illegally.
Who are you? Where are you taking these children?
You're smuggling children.
Are you a part of
this organization? You got to be legally in that vehicle.
You're not a part of this organization? Who are you? Where are you taking these kids?
You're smuggling these kids.
Where are you taking these kids?
In the back of there without children's
seats. Where are you taking these kids? Sir, identify.
This is a massive smuggling.
This is literally human smuggling. These are children. Where are you taking these kids?
And now,
sir, where are you taking these kids?
They don't even have car seats.
Sir,
they have their seatbelts on.
Their seatbelts aren't even on. Where are you taking these children? Sir, identify yourself. Who are you?
Don't fucking hit me. I'll tell you right fucking.
Who do you work for? Are you a part of this organization?
No, sure. I don't know.
So you don't know where these kids are going?
They're going to check the COVID over there.
No, they came from over there. They're not being checked for COVID. So you don't know who you work for?
We need to call the police.
We need to call the police right now. I want to know where these kids are going.
You are violating state law. You have children.
They're not going there. You're not making any sense, sir. Identify yourself. Who are you?
Kids out of that back, man. If somebody rear ends you, those kids are going to get hurt.
Who are these kids?
I don't know, sir.
Light them down right there. Get the cops.
Where did you get them from?
From the church.
From the church. Where's the church?
San Juan Church.
Okay, so we just want to make sure that this is all good, okay, sir? I understand you're probably trying to help, at least appearing to, but you literally have a bunch of kids in here, a bunch of minors, all by yourself.
Okay, the police is here.
Okay.
Piled in the back, no seatbelt, no anything.
Seatbelts?
Yeah, they're piled in the back.
What's your name, sir? Do you have your ID on you? Or your driver's license?
Your human smuggling's gonna stop, freak!
So you're cool with human smuggling?
Yes, sir.
So you don't care about Hispanics?
I'm here to talk to
you. I'm
not Hispanic.
These kids are being held in traffic on a daily basis. Don't stay here.
Give me your driver's license.
These people
are being human trafficked and raped.
Why did you
They're being human trafficked.
They're being human smuggled.
How do you know?
How
do you know?
How do I know? It's happening on a daily basis at the southern border.
Are you doing that?
How
do you know?
Go to the southern border.
That's the mom?
Mother, yo.
Yeah, all sorts of fucked up.
These people do not care at all.
Express your opinion like an American, not like an animal.
If I drove around with three of my kids in the back of a car, I'd get arrested.
You're scaring them yourself.
No.
Better
than them not dying.
Really?
This is ridiculous. This is not how you deal with children. You don't stuff them in the back of a car. What the hell's the matter with you?
No car seats.
What organization is this? I want to know who the hell this is. Stuffing kids in the back of a car without any seatbelts on. What kind of Catholic organization is this? Jesus stuffs people in the back of a car? You should be ashamed of yourselves. Every single one of you.
news.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we've rolled back the ban on gain-of-function research.
Really?
So now it's legal for us to modify viruses and make them more deadly and transmissible to humans.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, it's important that we be prepared in case something like that happened in the future.
In case somebody modifies a deadly virus to be more infectious and able to transmit to humans?
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah, sounds dangerous.
No, it's fine. We're doing it at a level 4 weapons research lab in Wuhan, China. Very secure.
Okay, good.
Terrible news. Oh no. There's been an outbreak of a mysterious new respiratory virus in Wuhan, China.
Wuhan, China? Like where the research lab is?
Yeah, exactly. Like right where the lab is.
So do you think it could have come from the lab?
But no, absolutely not. No. I see how you could make that mistake, but no. The virus, the deadly virus with the artificial furin cleavage sites that make it able to infect humans, that came from the farmer's market down the road from the dangerous bioweapons lab.
And you expect us to believe that?
I'll ban you from the internet if you don't.
Oh, God.
No need to worry. The global medical establishment's always preparing for these types of things. In fact, like 2 months ago, they held a course called Event 201 where they basically predicted exactly what would happen, right down to the type of virus and where it came from. So
they're like totally on top of this.
Actually, they're going to do nothing for months and let it spread all over the world.
But it started in China, right? Like, can't we at least halt travel with them?
I didn't realize you were a racist.
What?
Yeah, I didn't realize you had some deep, seething hatred of Asian people. And in fact, I think it's despicable.
Whoa, I'm talking about the virus.
Oh, the virus? It's here now.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, it came on a plane from China. There's nothing we could do.
Well, what do we know about the virus so far?
Not a lot, but we're going to go ahead and assume that it's the deadliest thing in the world and everybody's scared. We're all scared.
You didn't seem very worried about it when it was in China.
Well, no, I was calling you a racist then. That's what was important. But now we're very scared of the virus. Everybody's scared. You're scared.
Well, does it affect certain ages or populations or groups, anything like that?
Yeah, actually, it's way deadlier to the elderly and the sick.
Okay, well, why don't we start by protecting them?
No, we're actually going to send COVID-infected patients into nursing homes instead.
Jeez, well, okay, well, what are you doing to stop the spread? UV lights, vitamin C, vitamin D, should I wear a mask?
We know that masks don't really stop you from getting this type of infection. The science is pretty much settled on this. Masks don't work.
Okay, so no masks.
Actually, they're mandatory, and also we're shutting down everything.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's called lockdown. I'm basically declaring martial law and saying that you can't leave your house or gather in large groups.
How do you think you're going to get people to go along with this?
Well, it's only for 2 weeks.
It's going to last forever, isn't it?
Maybe.
And you're shutting everything down? Everything? Every restaurant? Every store?
Yep, absolutely everything. Everything's shut down. We're all in this together.
So, like, even, like, Walmart and Target?
No, they can stay open.
Okay, well, what about, like, McDonald's or Taco Bell?
Obviously, McDonald's and Taco Bell can stay open.
Okay, so the big chain stores can stay open, but if a small business tries to stay open,
we will send a tank and point a rifle in their face and maybe send them to jail. But it's only for 2 weeks, or years, or whatever.
I mean, won't that crash the economy?
Oh, yeah, 100%, for sure.
Okay, but this stops the virus.
It does not, no.
Okay, other than masks that don't work and lockdowns that don't work, is there anything else you suggest that we do?
Oh, I'm not suggesting anything. I'm imposing plastic barriers and social distancing as well.
Okay, so those work.
No, of course not. It's ridiculous. Just think about it. But we do encourage contact tracing, where you download our app to your phone and then use it to log everywhere you go and everything you do and everyone you interact with.
It sounds like a precursor to vaccine passports.
No way. That's crazy. Hey, by the way, we sent a investigative team to figure out the origins of the virus.
Oh, so you're investigating the lab?
No.
Okay, well, who are you sending to investigate?
The guy who runs the lab.
Yeah, this sounds suspicious.
It's not.
I mean, the whole thing sounds sketchy. Nothing you're saying really makes any sense. And it seems like the same people imposing the masks and lockdowns are the same people that are benefiting from it. And it seems like it's going to have way worse long-term effects than the virus itself. I mean, all of this seems arbitrary and expensive.
Well, it's only until we get the vaccine. And actually, it's going to be a wonderful, revolutionary new mRNA vaccine. So, you know, thank God we have Bill Gates helping us with this.
Bill Gates, isn't he the one who thinks the most pressing issue the Earth faces is overpopulation and that the best way to reduce population is through vaccines? Didn't he give a TED Talk to that effect?
No, shut up. He loves you.
Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globals, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get steroid-free shipping, double Patriot points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster, it's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3. that boosts your immune system, take it under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vaso Beats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric Boost. It's all there. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed for shipping, double Patriot points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taking under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vaso Beats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric Boost. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
If you ever take one piece of my advice, it's get a bottle of X2. It's been sold out for over a year because we wouldn't cut corners and because it's so hard to produce. We finally have a limited run back in supply at InfoWarsStore.com. So many people have serious issues. Look at the UN's own numbers. Billions have cognitive disabilities because they do not have true nascent iodine in their bodies. Most other iodine is bound to other heavy metals or bound to other elements, so you don't download it. But this is pure atomic certified iodine. X2 is now back in stock, discounted. So I'm giving Thanksgiving right now for this product being here. It funds the InfoWar, but I guarantee you, you take this for a few weeks, you will feel the difference. It is amazing. It's the missing link. X2, back in stock at the end of 2023 at InfoWarsStore.com. X2.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, hello. Fit another communist Chinese dragon here with an important public service announcement. Living your poop and needles and human sex trafficking and open borders and buy slave goods from China and do what the Justice Department say and put all the good Americans in prison and stay asleep. Your master Xi Jinping has arrived and our puppet Biden bowed down to him. Governor Newsom has also visited and bowed down to our leader, who is also your master. The shithole city of San Francisco, like all the other communist cities we control, has been flooded with fentanyl. But when the dear leader arrives, they clean the streets for him. Hello, poop people. That's what your master Xi Jinping calls you. But he does not look at the poop and needles that you live in. No, all the homeless taken away when your great leader there. And our puppet, Nathan Newsom, tell you, oh, we're cleaning for Xi Jinping, not for you.
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true, because it's true.
That's how we rub the poop in. Enjoy your shit-hosted. You are done. We own Hollywood. We own TikTok. We own almost everything. Now we buy up your farmland. You eat the buzz while we eat the steak. The last group to take out is any leadership that is resisting us, like Donald Trump. He will soon be in prison. And then, of course, we must silence any populace that resists us. And that is our next move. Good FBI. Good Justice Department. Good Merrick Garland. Good Jack Smith. Put Trump in jail. Put political dissidents in jail. Silence free speech. Censor everyone.
Also, we're very focused on the data we're collecting from surveillance efforts. What's being said on social media platforms?
Every person on social media should be verified by their name.
We have launched an effort to be able to counter some of the negativity and reach out to people when we see hate speech being spoken about on online platforms.
They need to verify every single person on their outlet because, and I want it by name.
My slaves, repeat after me. I am going to stay asleep. I am going to do nothing. I am going to be politically correct and have your son's genitals removed. Also, do not support independent media like InfoWars.com and do not get The Great Awakening, the book at InfoWarsStore.com. Stay asleep. Do not get booked. No, no, no. I am giving you your order, slave Americans. Do not go to InfoWarsStore.com and do not get the best-selling book, The Great Awakening, by the evil thought criminal Alice Jones. And whatever you do, do not get a fundraiser signed copy. That might keep them on the air. It will demoralize people greatly once we have shut down Alex Jones, and we're working with many people at the Justice Department to do it. Because if there is Great Awakening, then we cannot fully enslave and destroy you.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
This is order from CCP and Xi Jinping. Do not visit InfoWarsStore.com. Do not, do not, do not.
Winter is coming.
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 Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Now back in stock and 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs. Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus. 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
So ladies and gentlemen, this bus, they have dozens if not hundreds of these buses all throughout El Paso, all throughout Texas, taking illegal immigrants everywhere. And it's more important to protect the illegal immigrants and drive this bus through a ravine across the border so they can get them on without the American media seeing them. And this bus is going to take them somewhere deep in the heart of Texas, drop them off. But Border Patrol tells us the border's secure, nobody's crossing, nobody's coming in illegally, as it happens right in front of our face.
Move back. Move back. Move back.
Yeah, get out of the way, Americans. There's illegals coming in. Get out of the way, dirty Americans. We got non-citizens we gotta help. You dirty, stinking Americans. This isn't your country. Get out of the way.
Should cue the Imperial March.
Dun, 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 dun. I'm so glad that we're making sure that the media can't see Biden's border invasion. They drive 30-foot buses through ravines so the media can't see Biden's border invasion, and they send border agents out here telling us it's not happening.
That's a lie.
I want you to go over there.
Okay.
So are they going to block our cameras too? Yeah, make sure we can't see it. Very nice. Make sure nobody can see Biden's border invasion. Make sure nobody can see the illegal immigrants. You dirty, stinking Americans.
I'm sorry.
Your country gets away. Yeah, you dirty Americans. Get out of the way. This is the illegal immigrants' country. What do you guys think you're doing? This country's for illegal immigrants. You guys are dirty Americans. Get out of the way. How rude of you. How rude of you to think you have a country anymore. Hey, let's get another truck up here so no media can see this. In fact, let's just ban the media. Hey, guys, we're going to need you to shut your cameras off. We cannot document Biden's border invasion, okay? Everybody shut your cameras down. No free speech. The Border Patrol's here to tell me to shut up, too. Sir, he says. An American citizen. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This guy's ridiculous.
Allow the other media to be able to cover this.
No media. No media, though. Hey, no media. Nobody see the illegal immigrants. It's not happening. It's not happening. Sir, am I okay to be upset? Do I have the right to redress grievances here?
You're being discourteous to your
country. I'm being discourteous. A wide open border, but I'm being discourteous. I love it.
Allow them to
I love it. They can record. Nobody's stopping them. Nobody's stopping them except you guys. Look, she's trying to stop the media. You guys don't want us to see this. You drove a bus through a ravine. You drove a bus through a ravine so we couldn't see this. Do you think the American people are stupid? Do you guys think the American people are stupid? Do you guys like this? You guys like, get out of the way, dirty Americans. Shut off your cameras. Nobody's allowed to see. There is no Biden border invasion. Shut your cameras off. Everybody go home.
What have you done for this country?
Excuse me?
What have you done for this country?
What does that have to do with this?
I'm asking you.
What have they done for the country? I pay for their bills. I pay taxes.
We all pay taxes.
Okay, so what's your point?
So again, what have you done for this country?
So you're okay with the illegal invasion? You're cool with that? Should we fund endless wars in Ukraine? Should we fund endless illegal immigration? Is that your policy? You like that?
Are they illegal?
Yes. Okay, so we should just get rid of the whole immigration system then, right? So let's get rid... Well, then why have it? Why have an immigration system?
That's not what I'm saying at all.
So let's have an open border and a welfare state. This is an attack on the country, folks. That's what this is. If you can't see it, you're oblivious. And we sit here and film it and take this from our government. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But hey, don't worry. They'll get taken care of. They'll get food. They'll get clothes. They'll get everything they need. You dirty Americans need to shut up and get out of the way. Look at this. They get protected. They get protected with guns, but the Democrats want to take guns from you. So guns to protect the illegal immigrants, but y'all aren't allowed to have guns when the Democrats ban all your assault weapons. This is just ludicrous, man. This is a clown world that I live in. What a joke.
You gotta move back.
Get out of the way, you dirty Americans. This isn't your country anymore.
This is a law enforcement operation.
Law enforcement. Open border law enforcement here. This is what you get when incompetent clowns run your country. And you're not going to shut me up. I'm an American citizen. I have a First Amendment right. It's time we start acting like Americans. This is ridiculous. And you know what? I guarantee you they all agree with me. I guarantee you they all agree with me. But their leaders are too cowardly to do the right thing. Yeah, get that Border Patrol truck in the way. Make sure nobody can see it. Unbelievable. You guys like this? You guys like Biden's America? The same Border Patrol agent that tried to shut me up said there was no illegal immigrants coming in just 20 minutes ago. This is amazing stuff right here, isn't it? Let's all just accept the state of our country. Make sure the illegal immigrants get better protection and more rights than everybody here. Unbelievable stuff. And look, hey, no one else complains, you know.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year. Double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beats is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there. My new book, The Great Awakening. Do your Christmas shopping there, get great products, and fund the InfoWar. Thank you.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil worshiping child molesters. And you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists. Because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.